serving Central Wisconsin at 106.1 FM and worldwide at wisconsin106.com. This is WCWI, Adams, Friendship, Wisconsin, 106.
Wisconsin 106 brings you Adams Friendship Green Devil High School Sports, sponsored by these fine Wisconsin 106 Sportscaster Club members.
GMJ Automotive, Pavlik Realty, Dennis Electric, Bucky's Pizza, Allied Cooperative in Adams, J&B New and Used Resale, American Family Insurance, Jared Cook Agency, Roseberry Funeral Home, One Community Bank in Adams, Grand Marsh and Oxford, Twin Creeks Nursery and Greenhouse, Hometown Community Insurance, Connell's Cedar Shack, Gunderson Moundview Hospital and Clinics, Ace of Adams, AF Motors, Two Brothers Restaurant, Moundview Golf Course, Rural Mutual Insurance, Jim Weyinger Agency, Coldwell Banker, Belvapar Realty, Friendship RV, Roxy's Country Skillet, Silver Maples Home Improvement, Mile Bluff Medical Center, and Royal Bank. Get ready for Adams Friendship Green Devil Sports on Wisconsin 106.
Welcome back, Green Devil football fans and athletic fans in general, as we get the fall sports season underway. We're about just under 10 minutes till kickoff here. I'm going to send it right out to our coaches interview. We got a coaches interview this week with head coach Nick Storman as the Adams Friendship Green Devils take on the Waterloo Pirates, and we'll send you out to that interview now.
Welcome back, Adams Friendship football fans, to another exciting year of Adams Friendship football. As always, I'm joined by head coach of the Green Devils, Nick Storman, here to kind of give a little preview to kind of how the month of August has went. Football's been going for a couple weeks now, and get some kids that are maybe standing out, a lot of people to replace. And then hit on what we were going to expect for the game tonight against Waterloo. So, Coach Storman, as always, first, thanks for doing these. I people, you know, like being able to hear your perspective. And I know, being a head coach myself, it's awesome how much time you give up to do these, because it's not always the first thing on your mind. So we really appreciate it.
No, absolutely. Now, starting off in camp, and we start pretty early. Actually, this year was a little bit later start, August 6th, which gives the boys another couple days of August before we have to wrangle them in and kind of take control of their lives. This year we got 41 guys out. We lost a lot of production from last year, a lot of seniors that graduated, so we had some real serious holes to fill and some questions coming into our camp. Quick question at quarterback right away. It was going to be between Cody Ratz and Cody Henriksen, and Cody Henriksen is really taken hold of that spot and has really improved as the year has gone on. And that doesn't mean that Cody Ratz isn't going to play, but he's going to see quite a few snaps on offense, and we're going to look to get him the ball in his hands as well. Coming in, we knew Robert Irie was going to be our halfback to start, and we're going to rely pretty heavily on a heavy dose of Robert Irie this year. Just talking to Robert the other day, telling him, and he better be ready for it, because he's not gonna see a lot of breaks during the game, because we're gonna need him. As far as anybody we found in the scrimmage or through camp, I think we're pretty young to start, so there's a lot of sophomores in there, a lot of juniors getting in that mix. But one guy that we weren't sure about coming in and really stepped up in the scrimmage was Logan Herndon. Great kid, real coachable all around, but he played real physical in the scrimmage. Again, he's just a baby as a sophomore, but he's really stepped up into that role where we weren't sure about what level he's going to play on, but he really stepped up. We've got some other sophomores obviously stepping up and playing, going to play some real varsity minutes. But we'll kind of see from there. We're going to rely heavily on Robert, Cody Henriksen, Cody Ratz offensively, and then some on the outside. Dawson Skelton's going to be a pass catcher. Miles Nowrod, again, two juniors, hoping to get Tyler Erickson.
Erickson kind of
came into his own.
I was going to say, he was one of the, I think when you look at who you have, I love Herndon, that's a name, right? That for people that haven't listened Friday nights, they haven't heard yet. And he's a sophomore, built well, like you said. But you do have some production coming back, kind of getting into what you said. I thought Robert Irie had a great, behind the best back in the conference last year, Johnny Drankwitz. I actually thought he really kind of cemented himself as somebody I thought would be good. And Erickson on the outside is another guy. I think you do have, like you said, a couple proven, not
yep.
As a coach, you always wish there was more, because you did. But no, I think you do have two proven guys, you know, with Erickson and Irie. And
a couple guys on the line. Jace Wickman's coming
back
on the line.
Yeah, and when we're getting
Gavin
there.
Gavin Leach coming back on the line. Those are guys that that kind of know and are going to rely heavily on those guys that have that varsity experience.
Well, I think the good thing for them is they know how to win. You know, yeah. I mean, they've been on a team, you know, we can talk about experience, but those seniors they've been on winning football teams all 3 years they've been in high school. You know, yeah. It's not just last year. You know, all three years they've won in football. Like, sometimes having that at the top is a nice. They kind of know what the standard is and how things need to get done. And even if you don't have a million of them, having a couple guys that have that and have played in those kind of games is pretty critical, you know, especially in high school sports. Turning the page now. Friday, day away. This is Thursday afternoon, in case anybody's really wondering our schedule here. Thursday afternoon taping here. What are we going to see tomorrow night from Waterloo, Coach, offensively, defensively? I know you said they were younger, so you were kind of leaning towards this being a game maybe of who's more consistent, especially in high school football. Both teams kind of young, guys in new positions that are going to have to maybe execute and just not do the flashy thing, but not do the really bad thing, yeah. If that makes sense.
That's exactly. It's going to come down to a game of consistency. Waterloo, same as us. Lost a lot of production from last year. They're pretty young. They were good as a JV team last year. And then the film we got from them is obviously a scrimmage film, so scenarios are different players in different spots, so you don't exactly know. But offensively, they look a lot like us. They're going to spread you out when in a 2x2 or a trips to one set, maybe run a little bit, a little jet sweep. Real similar to kind of what we're doing. They run a four front. They look like they might be light in the box. When we spread it out, so hopefully that adds a little bit of running room for Cody Hendrickson, and who's a heck of a runner. But I think it is, they're going to make some mistakes. We're going to make some mistakes. Who can overcome that adversity? Who can maintain that consistency? For us, we're really nailing down, and I'm proud of our progress with how we're going, and we're learning our plays. But playing, not making those mistakes, so we're not playing behind the sticks. So it's not 2nd and 14. So it's not 3rd and 12. Those you don't have a lot of plays in the playbook with a young team for that. And if we can get down to manageable distances and maintain drives, I think we got a real good shot. But if we play inconsistent, where things kind of fall apart, who knows where it could go? But they'll be in the same boat as us. I think it's a great first game test for us. And like always, we're going to get better as the year goes on with a young team and coach them up hard and hopefully hit our stride near the end of the year. But early on, it's definitely going to be a battle of consistency. Who can not make those big mistakes?
Yeah, football is a fun game of. One big mistake can really be a lot in a football game, where in other sports you're like, well, mistakes happen. I'm like, yeah, in football they can be pretty big. Last thing I want to touch on, and this is just more for the viewers, is conference is our conference. I'm always going to ask with football, because your guys is a little bit is just a little bit different than our typical conference for the other sports, you know. And so I just want to make sure I have this right. So when we're heading in, is this will be non-conference. Waterloo at Portage would be non-conference, correct? And then who is in our conference, should I say, this year? Because it does change sometimes,
yeah,
for football.
So this year we added Ripon, Waupun, and Berlin to our conference, and Nakusa as well. So we lost Westfield, Poinette, but we added Ripon, Waupun, Berlin, and Nakusa into our football-only conference. And again, that'll change next year. But for this year, those are all conference games. After Portage, it'll be 7 conference games in a row. We got to win 4 of them to make the playoffs.
Well, it's kind of a little more defined rather than having 16. Yeah. Having 7 games is kind of nice. And just much for me as a fan, too, because I know it's always changing, and Ripon and Berlin and them are coming full-time next year. But just, I knew for football, I thought they were in there, yeah. So I just wanted to make sure. So that was head coach Nick Storman explaining kind of some fall camp standouts, what to expect from Waterloo, and trying to get the conference, the who's in our conference for football this year down. Please come on out. Home game this Friday, 7 o'clock kick at the middle school. I'll be there up in the box on the radio. Coach Storm will be on the sidelines, hoping to come out and start the season off like we did last year. So have a good day. This has been Ben with Wisconsin 106.
All right, and that was the coach's interview. We appreciate Nick Storming cutting a little bit of time out of his busy week every week, being the principal, being the head coach. So we really appreciate that, getting that insight. As you heard in the interview, two teams, Waterloo, just for some backstory here, Waterloo went 7-3 last year. They ended up losing in the first round to Cedar Grove, Belgium, 28-13. They are out of the Eastern Suburban Conference. They lost a lot, kind of like Adams. When you look at this Adams Friendship football team, a lot to replace. Last year, you know, you have Lincoln Smith, senior quarterback, kind of have that. Always nice as a football team to have that position figured out. And you kind of knew, even when you were losing Livingston a couple years ago, that Smith was going to be able to step in and kind of take the reins. You had seen that. You lose Johnny Drankowitz. Outside of Jake Long, probably the best two-way football player that in the South Central Conference last year, running back and linebacker. And then you lose Jake Long, college lineman. It's a lot to replace for the Green Devils, and they got a lot of young guys. So you'll get to hear a lot of names you haven't heard tonight, tonight. And hopefully, you know, you get some good performances for some of those kids. And as Coach Storman said, kind of some keys of the game here are going to be two young football teams, a lot of inexperience. Which team can avoid making some of those big mistakes, especially on special teams? And who can kind of get that offense in gear in this first week? With that, we're about to do the national anthem. I'm going to send us to a break. And when we come back on the other side, we'll be listening to Green Devil football here on Wisconsin 106.
Welcome back, AF sports fans. One Community Bank is a proud supporter of Green Devil Athletics. Visit onecommunity.bank to learn about their fee-free checking account or stop by their branches in Adams, Grand Marsh, or Oxford. One Community Bank offers free cookies or popcorn every Friday and Saturday. One Community Bank, feel good banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here's exciting news. Coldwell Banker Belva Parr in Adams is combining their expert agents and resources with Coldwell Banker Advantage in Rome and Coldwell Banker Seward in Wisconsin Rapids. The strength of this Coldwell Banker family of companies has tripled with offices in Adams, Rome, and Rapids. No other real estate company in our area can provide the same high level of service. Whether you're buying or selling, our mission is to exceed your expectations. The Coldwell Banker family of companies look forward to serving your family.
If you're considering a new or pre-owned camper or trailer, the name to know is Friendship RV. The Bolstead family, Lamont and Matt, along with their longtime friend Steve, and their whole crew are right here on 13 to answer your questions and to help in any way. Whether it's sales or service, you'll find what they're looking for with their low prices and huge selection. Friendship RV is proud to support their community and especially our Green Devils. Remember, the name to know is Friendship RV.
Welcome back, Green Devil football fans. As they're going through starting lineups here for the Waterloo Pirates and the Adams Friendship Green Devils, kind of getting some background knowledge here on the Green Devils and kind of who we're going to see coming back. Offensively, we'll start there because that's kind of the side of the football everybody likes to talk about. Talking with Coach Storman, as you heard in the interview, is kind of a two-person competition there in fall camp with Mr. Ratz, a sophomore, rising sophomore, played as a freshman last year, did a really good job. And Hendrickson, Cody Hendrickson. And Cody's been all over. He's played some slot, played some receiver, kind of got shifted around the field because he's a really, really dynamic athlete and good runner. And kind of reminds me of the Livingston, kind of what they did with Aiden, is they had a guy that was super athletic, could kind of make a lot of plays happen. And when you have a player like that, you want the ball in his hands a lot. And especially in high school football, a great way to do that is to put him at quarterback. And I think with Hendrickson, you're going to get a little bit of passing. But the one thing he really, I think, is going to lean on, it'll be his strength, especially early, moving to quarterback, is going to be his ability to pull it down and get some yards on the ground, especially with a new young and inexperienced line. In the backfield, joined with Hendrickson, you're going to have Robert Irie. Senior running back, was the change of pace back last year for the Green Devils when Johnny Drankowitz needed a snap off or two and really did a great job of solidifying himself as a great option in the backfield last year, both on the ground and was able to reel in some passes, especially in the screen game. Going to be a guy that's going to touch the ball a lot along with Cody Hendrickson this year, is a lot of Irie, a lot of Hendrickson from Coach Storman. Other returning starter or returning contributors here, Tyler Erickson, leading receiver coming back, really kind of started to break out that second half of the season. It was up in Durand, up when they played Grantsville last year, snagged a really nice pass across the middle and was able to get into the end zone against a really good Grantsville team, and kind of from there emerged as a guy that was more than just a guy out there blocking, that you could throw him the ball and he's going to make some plays. The play at Broadhead sticks out where he caught it, was able to get a corner on a really good Broadhead defense and get down the sideline right before halftime and get to the pylon. So that was your returning running back and receivers. You're going to have a lot of new names in the receiving core outside of that. Up front, they bring back Gavin Leach, who was a great interior offensive lineman and defensive lineman for the Green Devils last year, and Jace Wickman, senior. You can't miss him on the field. You know which number he is, but a big presence up front for the Green Devils, who are then replacing a couple other critical pieces up front. So it'll be interesting, I think, early is last year, you kind of in the last couple of years, you knew the Green Devils would be able to control the line of scrimmage or at worst maybe be neutral there. It was a strength of the Green Devils. And this year, it's not saying it's a weakness. It's saying it's a weakness. It's saying, I think, an unknown. You know, you got a couple guys back, but you got a lot of guys that are going to see their first Friday night extended action, or really what you could say the first Friday night football where it's not kind of, or the game is not, it's still in balance. You know, some of these guys have seen the field, but it's when the game is not in question anymore. And so tonight you're going to be exposed to some new talented underclassmen here and a great coaching staff here who's really had the Green Devils football program with a straight upward arrow these last couple of years. And so it'll be exciting. The Green Devils here are going to kick here, going to kick towards the middle school or towards the west here if you're from Adams. We'll see who won the kicking job. I know I was talking to Robert, who's done some kicking. He wasn't exactly sure. It looks like, is that 12 back there for Waterloo returning, or is that 13? It looks like 13. Ryder Jonke, the junior, deep for the Pirates. And yeah, I think Mike is right. Cody Ratz, number one. Looks like maybe he's wrangled that kicking job to start the year. As the officials counting up, hands Cody Ratz the ball. They look at each other, kind of making sure there's 11 on each side. And we're about ready to kick off the 2024 Adams Friendship Green Devils football season here, led by sophomore kicker Cody Ratz. We're just waiting for the white hat's whistle. There it is. Ratz approaches the ball, and he drives one towards the right sideline. Not going to get all the way back to Jonke. Fielded at the 20, up the right side or up the sideline. Going to get out to about the 27-yard line. Looks like DeCora, freshman Caleb DeCora. Mike P's my spotter. Rick P's my spotter, because good God knows I have trouble seeing anything. He's given DeCora the first tackle of the year for the freshman, as Waterloo will open up first and 10 here from their own 28. Really good kick coverage there by the Green Devils early. Some guys on defense that you're going to know. Jace Wickman, D tackle, 77 up front. Robert Irie, difference-making linebacker. Some of the upperclassmen coming back. I'll get through some names here in just a second of the rest of the starters. As quarterback Caleb Brunke takes a snap and the jet motion, it's going to be a little jet sweep to the wide side. He's got a block. He's up the sidelines, down. Going to be wrangled out of bounds there by Irie. Yeah, we're going to give Irie the tackle there. Little spread, kind of the same type of setup that you're going to see from the Green Devils. There is a penalty flag, so we'll see. It's what's going to come. Ooh, it's going to be holding on the Green Devils, actually. So they run a little jet sweep motion, give it to the jet sweep. He's able to get a good block, get the corner, get out to about the 42. So a gain of 14, and it looks like with that holding, it'll be 14 on the rush, and then another 10 from the end of the spot, and that's going to march it all the way into Green Devil territory, down to the Green Devil. It looks like about the 43, 44-yard line here. First and 10, Waterloo, as they're going to have single wide receiver to the one side, twins to the right, single back in the backfield here, waiting for the snap. No motion. Looking over. Got the snap. Just a little inside dive. Green Devils do a really, really good job on the carry. That's going to be 38-meter. And Weaver, who you've known, if you know anything about this, you know young Weavy, 52, guy I should have said right away, a big contributor for the Green Devils, makes a good stop on 38, Urigi. We got twins to each side here. Bullock calls out the cap. He's looking right, looking for a bubble. Nothing there. He's scrambling to the sideline. Nothing. Little dump off to his running back. Looks like he's going to be inbounds. That'll move the chains. Did a really good job there. Bullock did a good job. He looked for the bubble. They had a little slant to that wide side. Nothing there. He scrambles out to the right, finds an outlet down the sideline in his running back. And that'll stay inbounds. He'll be first and 10. Waterloo 10:39 here on the Green Devil 31. Bullock calling out the signals here. Trips to one side. Single receiver to the short side. Urigi back in the backfield. Bullock gets a snap. He's looking for the bubble. He throws the bubble. It is blown up. And Rats is going to get the tackle, but Hendrickson made the play. Because if he gets blocked, he's going to be able to get to the sideline. And Cody Hendrickson did a great job blowing up that receiver's block and making him stay inside. And Cody Rats then came from his linebacker spot and did a great job. It's going to be a loss of 6 for the Pirates there off of that bubble. They'll stay in that trips to the wide side, single receiver to the short side. Urigi in the backfield. He's going to be on the left. He switches over to the right wide side. Bullock's calling out the signals. He gets the snap. He's dropping back, looking downfield, going middle. It's tipped. And Wickman, Big Mountain Jace Wickman, 6'6", 300. I don't know what he's listed at, but he's in the weight room all the time, and he's big. Gets his hands up and tips it. Almost a chance there in the secondary for Dawson Skelton. Was trying from his safety spot to come up and maybe get a pick, but couldn't get there. As this will bring up 3rd and 15 for the Pirates. They're going to go twins to each side now. Bullock and Urigi still in the backfield here. Bullock's going to bring Shroud in motion to the short side. They're going to go jet sweep to the shortstop. He makes a guy miss. He gets a block. He's cutting back up the sideline. Kind of comes back to the middle. The Green Devils did a good job initially. Kind of thought they might be able to get him right at around the line of scrimmage. Ends up missing a tackle, getting a little bit up the sideline, cutting back to the middle to make this about 4th and 6 for the Pirates at the Green Devil 27. This is no doubt go-for-it territory unless you got a college kicker and a good snapper and holder, which I don't think Waterloo is going to have here as Bullock brings a call into the huddle. All right. Waterloo breaks the huddle. They're going to have twins to each side here again. Urigi in the backfield with Bullock. One wide receiver way out. They're going to bring Shroud in motion again. They're going to fake the jet sweep. Come back with a counter. The Green Devils do a good job, but he's still trucking. And second effort is going to get there. I think they almost had him stacked up about a yard short. They brought Shroud again in motion. They faked that jet sweep handoff and gave it to Urigi going back the other way on a little bit of a counter. He gets stuffed about a yard short, but that second effort and a couple linemen coming down are going to be able to move the chains here by about 2 or 3 for the Pirates. As it'll be 1st and 10 from the Green Devil 18, now 8:36 and counting here in the first quarter. Pirates come out again. Twins to the short side. Single receiver with a tight end to the wide side. Urigi in the backfield. Bullock gets a snap. And we're going to have a procedural penalty here on the Pirates. First time we've seen a tight end there. They've gone trips. And they've used a lot of twins formations. But the first time we've seen a down or inline tight end there. As it'll be a false start on the Pirates and a good chance here now. You get down, stuff starts to get tight in the red zone. A good chance for this Green Devils defense to maybe escape some danger here on a 1st and 15 from the 19. Now, same formation, twins to the short side, single receiver with a tight end to the wide side. You're reaching the backfield. And they're just going to hand it off almost kind of what you'd look like is more just a standard, what they'd say back in the day, a dive. It almost looks like an outside zone, but there's no read attached to it. It's just going to be a straight give, and he's able to pick up about 5 off the left-hand side there, bring up 2nd and 10 here for the Waterloo Pirates, who are kind of going a little bit of slow, no huddle. They're going to have single receiver to the short side, trips to the wide side again with Bullock and Urigi to his left in the backfield. Bullock calling this signals here, gets a snap, and he's got pressure immediately. He throws a quick out, does a great job getting the ball out to Schroeder on a little check down. He was harassed immediately by Cody Beck, who broke through up the middle from the D-tackle spot, put some heat on him, but couldn't come up with a tackle as he found a check down. And Skelton right there wishes he had that one back, but it's still going to bring up 3rd and 3 here for the Pirates at the Green Devil 7. Twins to each side. You're reaching in the backfield. Bullock brings the wide receiver in motion. He's going to hand it off on that jet sweep action again. He's picking his way. He finds a little bit of a lane. He's not going to get in, but he's going to get the first down as they've really found a way to just kind of use that wide side, bring that receiver. This time it was Ryder Yonke in motion, and they give him that jet sweep, and he does a really good job. He's kind of patient, waits for his blocks to develop a little bit, finds a little bit of a seam, able to pick up about 5 there on 3rd and 3, and it's going to bring up a 1st and goal here now for the Waterloo Pirates here at the Green Devil 5-yard line. Just under 7 minutes here left in the first quarter. Bullock gets a snappy hands off right ahead to Urigi. He's going to get in. I was going to say, little pistol action there. Straight give to Urigi off the right side, and he's able to scamper in the 5 yards here. Put Waterloo up 6-0 here. 6:50 left in the first quarter, pending the extra point. If they kick it, it looks like they're setting up to kick an extra point as they're bringing in a holder. Looks like Urigi, I'm going to get his name wrong, so if you're from Waterloo, I'm sorry. But kind of looks like a little bit of a do-everything guy here, as quite a few touches are in the first series and now coming in to kick the extra point as well. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up. And he pushed it. Going to be no good. High enough, long enough, not straight enough. It'll be 6-0 first quarter, or 6-0 Waterloo first quarter. You've been listening to Green Devil Football on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Your friends at Hometown Community Insurance in Adams are very proud of our dedicated young athletes. On the field and on the court, good players protect their fellow players, protect the ball, and protect their goal. At Hometown Community Insurance, protection is what they are all about. Protection for your home, vehicles, farm, and life. Stop in. Give them an opportunity to find the perfect policy for you. They might even save you some money compared to your current insurance. Best of luck to the Green Devils from everyone at Hometown Community Insurance, Main Street in Adams.
Hey, this is Jacob from GMJ Automotive. GMJ Automotive knows all about putting together a winning team, just like the Green Devils and the Lady Green Devils of Adams Friendship High School. Through knowledge, hard work, sweat, and perseverance, they do their very best on the field and on the court. At GMJ Automotive, Melissa, Randy, Dustin, and Linda do our best at getting your vehicle to run the way it should. From a simple oil change to major engine and transmission repair, we'll get you back on the road fast and at a fair price. Go Green Devils from GMJ Automotive.
Welcome back to Green Devil Football here. Waterloo 6, Green Devils nothing here as they kick off, and it's a boot. This one's going to get into the end zone for a touchback. Really good leg. Was that Urigi again? I was going to say, Mike's on it. It looked like Urigi again as he drives that one inside the 10-yard line, ends up skipping into the end zone. Be a touchback. Big weapon here in high school football to be able to get those touchbacks. Me and Keith talk about that quite frequently. If you got some good special teams, really big advantage here in high school football, as this will be the first time we get to see the Green Devil offense led by Cody Hendrickson. First-time quarterback, like I said, you've heard his name before, but switching over to the quarterback spot to take place for Lucan Smith. As they come out with Robert Irie in the backfield, they're going to have twins to each side. Rats and Olowski, looks like, out to the one side. I can't see the other side. We'll get to you. They bring Rats in motion. He's going to do that. It's classic come in motion, stop behind the guard. Turn in a straight handoff to Robert Irie right behind Rats as a lead blocker. You know they like to do that. Bring that slot receiver in motion, and he kind of stops right behind the guard, and then he serves as that lead blocker moving forward. And I would have won a lot of money as Irie up the middle picks up 4. Really good job here, but I think you're going to hear Robert Irie's name early, often, and all night here, as he's going to be a focal point of the Green Devils' offensive game plan most of the time. as the Green Devils come out, they're going to have a tight end, or really a flanker, single receiver to the wide side, twins to the short side of the field. Or no, two twins here. Hendrickson in the back by himself. They bring Rats in motion in that jet sweep. He's going to fake the jet sweep to Rats, who came in motion, and keep it himself. Hendrickson able to move the chains, pick up a six, and a really good job of showing, I think, what made him, you know, Nick Stormann's choice as a starting quarterback, because that is his ability right there. You know, good job giving a nice little ball fake to Rats and able to pull it down and pick up seven. As the Green Devils come out, two guys in the backfield, Irie, Hendrickson, twins to the far side, single receiver to the short side. They hand it off to Rats behind Irie, who's doing a good job, picks his way to the right, picks up a block. He's going to pick up 15 off the right-hand side. Robert Irie doing a great job leading the way to the right there, and Rats and Irie and Hendrickson, kind of a three-headed little monster here out of the backfield to start. As kind of using Irie as a little bit of a decoy. I think if you're looking at that formation with Irie and Rats in the backfield, you're typically going to think Irie's getting the ball with Rats as a blocker, but they switch it up, and Rats does a really good job with the ball in his hands as a sophomore. As Henderson comes out, they go back to that double flanker, twins to the short side, single receiver to the wide side here, only Henderson in the backfield. He's going to bring a receiver in motion. He's going to hand it off. It's Skelton on the jet sweep, and he is going to pick up about five. They bring Skelton from the short side of the field in motion, hand it off on the jet sweep, and another 5 yards here for the Green Devils. I know from the scrimmage, Coach Stormann has to be happy with all the positive plays on top of each other. You know, we talk a lot about, especially in high school football, those negative plays can really kill drives, and give the Green Devils credit on their first drive of the year coming out and good play after good play or positive play here as they come out. Twins, Robert Irie in the backfield, Decora and Rats to the far side. Rats goes in that orbit motion. They give it to Irie straight up the middle. He's going to have enough for another first down. Rats in that flanker role. You've heard us talk about that orbit motion. That's where they come in motion and they loop behind the quarterback. You see it a lot in college. As Rats goes in orbit motion, they give it to Irie up the middle, going the opposite way. He's able to pick his way up the middle for about eight and move the chains here. It'll be first and 10 from the Waterloo 40-yard line here. 5 minutes left, first quarter, and a really good opening drive here for the Green Devils with their first possession of the year. Twins, Decora and Rats to the short side. Skelton and Enora to the wide side, and Irie and Henderson in the backfield. Rats motions in behind the guard. They're going to hand to Irie. He's going to follow Rats, and the first time Waterloo does a really good job at the line of scrimmage, but Irie just so small, so low to the ground, still able to pick his way and find about 3 yards here, get the Green Devils into a second seven situation from Waterloo 37. Really impressed so far with Rats as a sophomore coming out, not only handling the ball, but doing a really good job filling in and being that really good lead blocker for Robbie. Robbie's having a good first series, and Hendrickson, again, doing a really good job as a quarterback. Sometimes people don't realize how hard it is, even if you're just catching it and handing it off. It's not an easy spot in sports. As the Green Devils are going to use their first timeout, when we come back, it'll be second and seven from the Waterloo 37, 4:12 left in the first quarter. Green Devils trailing the Waterloo Pirates 6-0. You're listening to Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Hi, this is Terry Jackson with Royal Bank. Does your game plan include crossing the finish line on business improvements or scoring a new property? Call or stop by one of our convenient locations in Southwest Wisconsin, and we can help make your next big play a reality. With Royal Bank, you'll get answers in record time with our local decision making and our gold medal service you'll receive along the way. Win this year with Royal Bank, your truly local partner, your community partner, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for good food? You gotta know about Connell's Cedar Shack. They have awesome homemade food. From Friday fish to Saturday prime rib to something special every day. Oh, and the pizza. Looking for good fun? It's the Cedar Shack. Wonderful drinks, cold beer, and crazy good Bloody Marys. And plan your event now. Connell's has all the room you could ever need. Great food, and the price is always nice. Connell's Cedar Shack, Highway 13, Adams.
Welcome back to Green Devil Football here. As they're going to be in that split, they're going to bring Robert Irie motion here. They're going to give it to him on a jet sweep. He cuts back to the middle underneath a Waterloo Pyra here. And on 2nd and 7, I think he's going to pick up about 8 or 9 here and move the chains. Sorry about that. Green Devils came out in that 5 kind of wide where they have Twins to the wide side, single receiver to the short side, and then Rats and Irie in those flanker spots. And they bring Irie in motion from that flanker spot. And he's able to, again, do a good job being patient, cut back to the middle underneath Waterloo Indian or Pirate, and able to pick up a first down here. 1st and 10, Green Devils at the Waterloo 28. As now they have Rats and Irie both in under the guards. They hand it to, or snap it to Hendrickson. It's a straight quarterback power. They had them both in the flats. They bring them both into that guard spot to be the lead blockers for Hendrickson. There is a flag, and one of our spotters, they seem to think that this is going to be holding on the Green Devils. We'll wait for confirmation, but it sure is in that area, and he is right. It's going to be holding on the Green Devils. I believe this is going to be spot a foul. Looks like it might have been on, we're thinking, sophomore Cody Beck. We're not sure, though, so we don't want to fault him too much. But that's going to bring up about 2nd and 20, or 1st and 20 here for the Green Devils. Obviously a repeat first down. They're going to come out, Twins to the far side, single receiver into core to the short side. They bring Rats in motion for that flanker spot. Handed to him again on the jet sweep. He breaks a tackle, able to spin upfield. Going to get about 3 or 4 there after he broke a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Able to get north and south there. Pick up a couple yards before a couple Pirates are able to bring him down. Bring up about 2nd and 17 here for the Green Devils at the Waterloo 38. Maybe we'll see our first pass. I don't know. Green Devils haven't been put in a position where they really needed to look to pass too much, as they've had so much success on the ground. As the Green Devils come out, they're going to have Decora, Skelton, and Norat in trips to the wide side. Cody Ratz, single receiver to the short side, and then Irie Dotton Hendrickson, the pistol. They bring Skelton in motion, or Norat in motion in. They play action. They're going to that little flood concept. Ooh! And they go to their little flood concept, little play action, where then the quarterback's going to roll to the wide side. He's got 2 outs, a short out right at the line of scrimmage, a deeper out. He's kind of reading that outside cornerback. Leads him a little too far in and out of the hands of a Pirate defender. Could have maybe been picked, you could say, but the first pass for Hendrickson is now out of the way. So always a good feeling to, even if you don't complete it, that you've done it now. And this is going to bring up a really long 3rd and 17 from the 35-yard line of Waterloo. They come out 5 wide. Nora, Irie, and it looks like Skelton to the wide side, to the short side, Rats and Decor to the short side. They snap it. Straight quarterback draw. Hendrickson gets a snap, goes up the middle, able to make a guy or two miss, pick up about 5 or 6, and that's going to bring up 4th and 12 for the Green Devils. And this is a really funky one because new quarterback, new offense, kind of maybe limited in what you're able to do. And normally, you know, me and Coach Bork are always pro go for it. And 4th and 12 here, you're really close. Maybe you could get them inside the 10-yard line, though. I don't know. It looks like the Green Devils are going to go for it, and I'm on board for that, as we all know. Decora brings in the play. Green Devils break the huddle. Decora is going to come with Rats to the left side here. Twins are going to have Norat and Skelton to the right side here. And Twins and Robbie is in the hammer behind Hendrickson. Hendrickson calling the signals. Snap. He's dropping straight back to pass. Looking. He's going up top. He's got a guy. Oh, and that is going to be one that Hendrickson wants back. It wasn't a bad ball. It's just one that he needs to realize that you want that receiver to be in full sprint, just getting there. He kind of underthrows it. Decora had gotten a step down the sideline. Give that cornerback credit. I'm trying to get a number here. I think it might have been 2. Gavin Schrode, I think, is who it was, but he was kind of beat the ball just a little bit. And when I say a little bit, I mean it was a really nice ball, but just a little bit underthrown. Schrode able to get his hand on it, kept 6 off the board here, and the Green Devils will turn it over on downs here. 1:49 left in the first quarter. Waterloo 6, Adams Friendship 0, and Waterloo will start at their own 31-yard line, 1st and 10. Bullock comes out. You're reaching the backfield, Twins to each side here. Bullock calling out the snaps, hands it off to the jet sweep. Again, we got a penalty flag early. The Green Devils, though, a really, really nice adjustment there for that first jet sweep. That's kind of was the play that Waterloo rode on the way down there, and the Green Devils did a way better job that time, led by Skelton and Irie and Weaver doing a really good job. But this one's going to come back. Yeah, legal motion. So that's going to bring the Green or the Pirates. Well, hold on. This can't be right. Unless that spotter's way off. Okay, yeah, our chain crew. We're going to have to talk to them at halftime, walking all over the place over there. Illegal motion is going to bring up first and 15 for Waterloo here from their own 26 now. Another chance here with the procedural penalty. Maybe the Green Devils can get a stop quick here, get that offense the ball back, because they did a really good job moving the field on their first drive here. It's Bullock in the backfield to Rigi. Twins to one side, single receiver and tight end to the short side. He hands it off. Urigi makes a guy miss. He's up the middle. He's in the open field. He's going to get written down after a gain of about 20 or just under 20. And sorry, that wasn't Urigi that time. That was 15 who is going to be – that was 15, right? No, 13. 13. So that was Ryder Yonke, who did a good job, gets to the edge, breaks a tackle, and then is able to get to the middle and get vertical here and move the chains here for the Pirates. As they come out, Bullock in the backfield, twin receivers to the one side, tight end to receiver to the short side. He fakes the handoff. He keeps it. He's pressured immediately. Does a good job of escaping the pocket. As that was Cody Beck again, who I can tell you he was in the weight room a lot this summer, and the sophomore coming in and making an impact in the passing game here for the Green Devils up front. Is that's two times now where the Pirates have tried to go to the air here, and Beck has been disruptive immediately, as give Bullock credit, able to break a tackle, kind of roll out and just eat the ball there, get it out of his hand to play another down here, as it'll bring up second and 10 from the 45, 1 minute left here in the second quarter. Bullock in the backfield, trips to one side, single receiver to the short side. Urigi in the backfield, Bullock gets the snap, stumbles, hands it off, and I'm sorry, that's Yonke again here, but Rass doing a heck of a job here limiting him. No, he said 15, and we don't have a 15 on the roster here. So, but that'll bring up a third and 9 here for the Pirates at our own 46 here. Great chance for the Green Devils to get off the field here on a third down. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. The Pirates are going to have to snap it one more time here. As Bullock gets the call and breaks the huddle, got a little bit of confusion. They're going to go single receiver to the short side, trips to the wide side as guys are still getting set. Single back offset to the left of Bullock. He makes the calls, gets the snap, looks shortstop to the short side, of single receiver who's running a dig. And that's going to be one of those, I don't know if it was a catch in a fumble or a incomplete pass. They're going to rule it a incomplete pass, as that was intended for 24, Grant Nowak, who ran about a 12-yard dig route, found some space in the middle of the zones there and looked like he was trying to turn it upfield before he caught it and just ended up dropping it, but it was awfully close to what could have been a fumble for the Green Devils. But that'll bring up 4th and 9 here from the 46. Waterloo is set to punt. It looks like that is Hendrickson back to receive the punt. Low snap, it's bobbled. There's going to be trouble here. He's going to take off and run, just make a tackle, and the Green Devils are going to get him out short of the sticks. The Cora makes the play there, but there was trouble immediately. The snap was low. It bounced up to the punter, who does a good job fielding it, tries to get out along the left sideline for a first down, but it's going to come up about 4 yards short and give the Green Devils great field position, as that's going to end the first quarter. Waterloo, one opening touchdown drive, 6. The Green Devils with a good drive, no points to show for it, and that's our first quarter. Waterloo, 6. Adams Friendship, 0. You're listening to Green Devil Football in Wisconsin, 106 Radio Sports.
Gunderson Mountain View's Friendship Clinic welcomes family and nurse practitioner Scott Helmick. Scott cares for patients of all ages.
Hi, this is Scott. I see patients for well child exams, sports and general physicals, preventative screenings, illness and injuries, minor procedures, and management of chronic conditions such as heart disease. My goal is to provide you the care you want and need and to help you understand your healthcare options.
Schedule an appointment with Scott by calling Gunderson Mountain View's Friendship Clinic today.
Funerals have changed throughout the years, and Roseberry's Funeral Home and Crematory has been among the leaders of these changes. And while Jake and Tammy Roseberry realize that no one can take away your grief, they care enough to try. The Roseberry family is proud to support AF Sports, along with numerous other educational, civic, charitable, and social service groups. And as Jake Roseberry says about his alma mater, go Big Green.
Welcome back to the second quarter here of Adams Friendship season and home opener here against the Waterloo Pirates. If you're just joining us again, Pirates 6, Adams Friendship nothing here to start the second quarter. But the Green Devils are going to start with great field position as they're starting at their own 49, or basically midfield here, and really had a nice drive going until a penalty set them back as Hendrickson's going to bring Rats in motion. We got two receivers wide side, single receiver short side. They hand it off to Robbie behind Rats again, who finds a hole. He breaks a tackle. He's into the open field a little bit. He's going to get dragged down by 22. That is Xavier Bessel for Waterloo. But Robbie, so low, kind of gets in the middle there, makes a little jump cut towards the outside, able to find some daylight and get about 12 yards for the Green Devils and move the chains, take it into Waterloo territory. First and 10, Adams Friendship from the Waterloo 36. As the Green Devils break the huddle, they'll have Norat and Skelton to the wide side, Rats and Iron the flanker, and Decora to the wide short side. They bring Rats in motion. Good catch by Hendrickson, but the ball's on the ground. I don't know if Rats was able to get on it. Waterloo thinks they have it, and they do. It was a little high snap. Hendrickson tries to be able to get the snap over his head and then get it down to Rats. The exchange wasn't pretty. Ball hits the carpet. Was that Urogi again? And Urogi, their guy from Waterloo who scored the first touchdown, able to get on it and give now the Waterloo Pirates pretty good field position here at their own 40-yard line, as just a kind of one of those things that Coach Storman said in the coach's interview he did with me is you know, this game is going to be won by who makes the least amount of mistakes. Two inexperienced teams here. As Waterloo comes back out, trips to the wide side, single receiver to the shortstop, single back in the backfield, flanked by Bullock. Bullock calling singles, gets a snap, he drops back, he's looking downfield, fires across the middle, he's got a receiver again. That's going to be 12. Jackson Beyer, the senior receiver, 6'1", 175. And really kind of finding a soft spot in the Green Devils defense there. That's back-to-back, about that 12 to 15, that intermediate dig range, finding a little bit of real estate here as Bullock puts it right on him, and that's going to move the chains here for a gain of about 15 here into Green Devil territory. It'll be Waterloo first and 10 from the Green Devil 44, 11 minutes left here in the second quarter. Pirates break the huddle. They're going to go twins to each side. Single back in the backfield. Left side of a Bullock. He calls the signals. Brings a receiver in motion. It's going to be that jet sweep. They hand it off again. This time it's going to be Shroud, who does a good job. But I'm not going to lie, that was a pretty big hole as well. Give the Waterloo front seven some credit there. As Norat on the tackle after a gain of about 20. And really that, yeah, Young Weavy comes from his DN spot, able to wash down the line and get to, was that Schroeder on the carry again, who just came back with that jet sweep, but able to wash down the line and stop him at the line of scrimmage for no gain here. Bring up second and goal. Now they're coming in tight. Everybody in tight. Oh, it's going to be, should be a false start. They moved on the left side. Yeah, I was going to say the left side of that offensive line was not set. As they came out with quarterback not under center, but three guys right up in that center guard area. And it was just going to be a direct snap to Urigi and kind of let him pick his poison there from, we'll call it the Wild Pirate, since everybody just wants to put Wild in front of whatever the mascot's name is. We'll call it the Wild Pirate tonight, as that's going to bring it back, though, 5 yards for a procedural penalty. Bring up second and goal from about the 7, as we're back into two ends of each side. Urigi to the left of Bullock in the backfield. He's going to call the signals here. Drops back, looking for the bubble. Pressure again immediately. He's rolling out to the right. Gets a solid. Throws up a hopper. He's got a guy there wide open, though. But this has got to come back for holding, I think. Oh, my God, it looked like that D-tackle just got absolutely held. But Bullock, give him credit, does a good job Rolling L, this is going to come back. At first, I was like, I can't believe he's going to pass this because normally when you're rolling out and there's that much contact, you typically throw a not good pass. Bad decisions are made. But there was nobody around this guy, and it would have been a touchdown, but we're going to get ineligible downfield. It's tough for those linemen. Sometimes they don't know, but it was a pass play. So I think on this one, I'm going to actually put some fault as a former quarterback on lineman. If you know it's a pass play, you shouldn't be going anywhere. Because that's going to, again, move the Pirates back and give the Green Devils a golden opportunity here to get out of this red zone trip with no points. As it'll bring up third and goal from the 16. As Bullock brings them out, Urigi to the left, twins to each side. Snap. He's looking downfield. He's coming right to a slant. He's got a guy, makes the tackle, miss, and he's going to walk into the end zone. As that was Cole Porchot, sophomore, trying to play some big duty there. Had a little combination route with a slant, with a quick out. The safety's in a great spot to make a play. Just got to come up and make the tackle. He slips through, able to find the end zone. That was 13. Ryder Yonke, the 6 foot 175 junior, is able to make this 12-0. And it looks like they're going to go for two. They're going to the little bit of that Wild Pirate. It's going to be 15, who, again, we don't have in the roster, so we're not quite sure who 15 is, but he catches the Wild Pirate and is able to take it in. 14-0, Waterloo. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Silver Maples Home Improvement is a family-owned and operated business proudly serving central Wisconsin since 1987. All our work is 100% guaranteed, and we're not done until you're completely satisfied. Roofing, siding, windows, all types of remodeling. If you're looking for an idea, we've got it. If you have a vision, we love it. And if you have a budget, we respect it. 608-721-4400, Silver Maples Home Improvement. Kurt and the gang at Silver Maples say, go Green Devils!
The amazing new Two Brothers Family Restaurant would like to thank the community for the tremendous support they have already received since the day they opened their doors. Two Brothers, located on 21, just off 13 in Friendship, has been well known for their generous portions and reasonable prices. Their dinners are a favorite. Try the stir fry, along with wonderful salads and wraps. And do not forget their all-day breakfast. There's something delicious for everyone at Two Brothers Family Restaurant, Highway 21, Friendship.
Welcome back to Green Devil Football. If you're just joining us, Waterloo 14, Adams Friendship 0, 9:14 left here in the second quarter here. As a couple runs from Urigi and a couple nice passes here from Bullock have put the Pirates up two scores here. But the Green Devils offense has moved the ball. A penalty and a turnover, you know, some self-inflicted mistakes as Urigi tees it up. We're going to get a return on this one. He kicks it deep. Caught inside the 10-yard line. There's a little bit of a space as they cut back to the middle, trying to get a number. Did he fumble that? Because it looked like the ball almost came out. Did we get a number on 20? 20 would be Dawson Skelton here, who made a nice little move to the middle, but even with my bad eyes, I saw the ball moving, and if I can see it, it's a little bit scary, but he's able to hold on to it. And give the Green Devils a 1st and 10 here from the 20, about the 24-yard line. Hendrickson doing a good job. Tough snap on the last possession here. He'll learn as a quarterback. Sometimes you just live to play another down here as they come out. Twins to each side. Skelton and Nora to the short close side. DeCor and Rats to the far side. Robbie in the backfield with Hendrickson. He catches it. Immediate flip out. Bubble screen to Rats, who's going to get some yards and oh, boy, he's going to get just short of the first down, looks like, if he doesn't got it. He's not going to need much as they go to a quick little bubble. Rats in that flanker spot just turns right around and catches it. And he is they're going to give him enough for a first down, and he's able to get about 10. And the sophomore is having one heck of a first half here, kind of doing it all, catching, running, and being a lead blocker out of the backfield as Henderson breaks the huddle. They're going to go Skelton and Nora way wide to the wide side. Irie and Rats in the slots, or the flanker spots, and then DeCora to that wide side. It seems like Caleb DeCora is going to get quite a bit of run here with the first offense as Waterloo's going to use a timeout here, and we'll take one with them. You're listening to Green Devil Football on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
How can we help? That's been the driving question at Dennis Electric since they began serving this area over 50 years ago. Dennis Electric has a genuine passion for serving Adams County. After all, they live here too. Look to Dennis Electric, whether your job is small or large, residential, commercial, or industrial. Safe, reliable, and economical, you can trust Dennis Electric. Find them on the internet at DennisElectric2.com or call anytime, and they're going to ask you, how can we help?
Mile Bluff Medical Center provides care for all generations. From birth to adolescence and on through adulthood, we are here for you and your family. With clinics in Mauston, Wisconsin Dells, Nisida, New Lisbon, and Elroy, we offer advanced medical services, expert healthcare providers, and cutting-edge technology, so you can find the care you need locally. For more information about our services and the exceptional care you can expect, visit MileBluff.com. Mile Bluff Medical Center, proudly supporting our local high school athletes.
Welcome back here, Green Devils, as it'll be first and 10 here. Adams Friendship on their own 35. Hendrickson in the backfield, Rats and Irene in the flanks, DeCore to the wide side, or short side, Skelton and Norat to the wide side. There's the snap. It's just going to be Hendrickson right up the middle there. They like to kind of do that, spread them out, kind of like they've done with Aiden and Lincoln in the past, where they'll kind of spread them out to give them a little space and just run that quarterback power, able to pick up about three, and it'll bring up second and about seven. Caleb, oh, we got 15 for them, Caleb Wickman. So, Hendrickson able to pick up about 2 yards here, second and 8 for the Green Devils. They'll have twins to the wide side. Rats and DeCora, Skelton and Nora to the other side. They bring Rats in motion. He stops right behind the guard. There's the snap, little play action, roll out to the right. Hendrickson hurdles a guy, but give Waterloo credit there as their front's able to cause a little bit of pressure there from 20 immediately. That's Brooks Sale, able to get some pressure immediately. A little play action, kind of sticks it in Robbie's gut, tries to roll out to the right, but has to cut underneath the DN Sale, and then there's the linebackers there for Waterloo to clean it up for about a loss of 2. It'll bring up 3rd and 10 here for the Green Devils, kind of seeming like a big down here for this offense early, as Waterloo is kind of starting to find a little stride here with Bullock in the passing game, and then Urigi and Shroud on the ground here. So don't want to give that ball back to a Waterloo offense as the Green Devils come out in twins again. Irie in the backfield. He's going to motion up right behind that guard. But I'm going to have a feeling Coach Storman wants to talk about this. And we'll just keep it right here because we've been going to breaks back and forth here. Pretty big down. 3rd and 10. Down 2 scores about halfway through the second quarter here. And like we've said, the Waterloo offense here started to find a little bit of a rhythm, and so really kind of a critical down here. Don't want to give the ball back to this offense here, you know, and just from a confidence standing build, or from a confidence building standpoint, you know, they've made quite a few good plays on the ground. You know, Hendrickson's getting his feet wet, passing the ball, first time being a quarterback, he's doing a heck of a job. It's like I've said, I've done it a couple times, and it's not an easy spot to play. There's a lot going on. And so for him to step in and move from slot receiver, you know, out wide to do that, he's doing a heck of a job here. And it's going to be one of those things like you saw with Livingston where as the season goes on, he gets better and better each week. He's that type of athlete. So really, I've seen a lot of positive signs for the Green Devils, just a mistake or two that has really killed their first drives here. As they're going to come out of their timeout here, they're going to have twins to the far side. Irie in the backfield. He's going to walk up again right behind the guard, probably to help with pass protection. They're going to go to the screen right to Irie. He's got a little space. He makes a cut back to the middle. He's going to come up about 4 or 5 yards short, though. So Coach Storman walks Irie up from the pistol right behind the guard. They run a little screen pass to make it, oh, good Lord, this would be 4th and definitely manageable. I know where Coach Bork's head is at, 4th and 4, maybe, at their own 35. I mean, I don't know. It looks like Coach Storman's going to go for it here, though, which I'm a big fan of, as the Green Devils are going to break the huddle here. We'll see what happens. They're going to send DeCora to the short side. with Rats, and they're going to have Skelton and Norad again to the wide side. Irene the Hammer, they're going to motion Rats in. He's going to stop right to the right of Hendrickson. And I don't know who they're going to call down, but it looks like Skelton, it looks like Dawson Skelton moved, and it's going to be a false start. Looked like an Alaska call. I remember we used to call it Alaska because you don't move. But we'll see what happens here because I'm not quite sure. Oh, they are going to give it to the Green Devils here. They maybe are saying that contact from Waterloo maybe must have been made here. Skelton is going to go buy that guy lunch tomorrow because he was burned out there moving. And that'll give the Green Devils the first down, though, at the offside. Fourth and 4, 5 yards gives them the first down. Almost to midfield here. 6 minutes left, second quarter. Hendrickson in the backfield by himself. Irie and Rats in the flank. They bring Rats in motion. Jet sweep. Rats cuts it in offside or inside of Jace Wickman. Able to pick up 4 again. Another positive play on first down for the Green Devils, which is something that outside of that little coach's interview, I happened to talk to Coach Storman, and he was a very... he didn't know what was going to happen on first down. Let's say that. And I think his production on first down thus far this half is very, very much to his liking, as he's been putting a lot of good down and distances and stayed on schedule here. Is another one for the Green Devils, 2nd and 5 from the Waterloo 48-yard line. Hendrickson by himself in the backfield. Irie and Rats in the flanks. Skelton and Nora to the short side. They bring Irie in motion. They fake it to him. They go back to that fake the jet sweep to Irie. Hendrickson keeps. It's going to bring up about 3rd and 2 after a gain of about 3, maybe 4. And the Green Devils content to just really kind of use this ground game of theirs this year. Even last year, they really started to lean a lot more into that. But with a guy that hasn't thrown a ton of passes and gives you that with his legs, not too surprising to see the Green Devils really focusing in here. Big 3rd down and 2 here, 4:50 left, second quarter. We're going to have 2 Rats and Irie in the backfield side, each side of Hendrickson. Twins to the short side, Decor to the wide side. Snap. They hand it to Irie. Rats lead blocker. He cuts underneath a pirate and does a great job. As Rats is going to maybe look back and go, my fault there, Robbery. I missed that guy. As he was looking as the next guy upfield, but Robert Irie does what a senior does and makes a great play in the hole. Slides inside and is able to pick up just enough to move the chains here for the Green Devils. Gain of 4 when they needed 3. 1st and 10 from the Waterloo 42, just inside 4:30. So the Green Devils doing a good job controlling the clock here, trying to get on the board here and not give Waterloo enough time to maybe get the ball back as they break the huddle. Twins to each side, Rats in the court to the one side, Norat and Skelton to the other. They bring Rats in motion to the right side. He stops next to Hendrickson, who catches it. Design quarterback power, but give Urigi again. And 15, who we now know as Caleb Wickman, credit there as Rats and Irie lead the way there on a quarterback power off the right tackle for a gain of about 2 as the clock is now going to go inside 4 minutes here, be about 3:30 on the Green Devils' next snap. 2nd and 9 from the Waterloo 41. Plenty of time. Green Devils still have a single timeout left, but doing a good job making sure that this is going to be the last possession as they break the huddle. Twins to each side. They bring Rats in motion again. He's going to stop right behind the guard. Turn, hand to Robert Irie right behind Rats, who makes a little spin move. And again, is able to pick up about 5. I'm telling you, it doesn't look like there's much there. He just follows Rats in that 5-5. No, he's not 5-5. He'll get mad I said that. That 5-7 frame. His is just so low to the ground, and he's like a little bowling ball. He just gets going, and he's just kind of bouncing off contact, and he just does a great job of getting the Green Devils again into 3rd and manageable here, about 3rd and 4 from the Waterloo 36. Now under 3 minutes left. The Green Devils come out in that 5-wide look to Cora to the short side, Nora and Skelton to the wide side, Rats and Irie in the flanks, Hendrickson in the backfield by himself. They bring Nora in motion. They're going to fake the jet sweep. Hendrickson keeps and really give the Waterloo credit there. They did not bite on that jet sweep. They played Hendrickson, who is a great athlete, to keep it. And he did. Is that looks like 58 there. Ryan Hunter, the 5'10", 185 D-line, O-line. That's tough. 5'10", 185, and they send you to the line. That is a tough task for him, but a really good job here. And it's going to bring up a 4th and 4 here. 2 minutes left. Ball at the Waterloo 36. Green Devils trying to get their first points of the year as they come out in that 5-wide set again. Skelton and Nora to the wide side. Decora to the short side. And Irie and Rats in the slots. They bring Nora in motion again. Oh, they throw a little out to Irie, who stops. A little jump cut. Makes a guy miss. He's going to get to the end zone for the Green Devils as Hendrickson throws a little bit of a lob out there. Almost didn't get it to him. Irie catches it at about the line of scrimmage. Makes a little jump cut. Makes the cornerback miss. And then it was off to the races as the senior gets the sideline and is able to get the Green Devils their first points of the year. 14-6, pending the try opportunity. Not sure if it's going to be an extra point or if we're going for two, what the special teams unit is going to look like. So we'll get to find out together here. And it looks like they're going for two as Decor is coming into the play with or into the huddle here with a play, and they're going to break. And yeah, they're going for two. Or they're going to go to some really weird formation and then... Oh, no, they just want the ball in the left hash. So they just wanted the ball in the left hash. They're going to that 5-wide set again. Hendrickson in the backfield. Irie and Rats in the thing. They're just going straight quarterback power. Hendrickson picks his way, but I think he's going to be short. There is. It's just 5-wide. Snap right to Hendrickson. He tries to find his way up the middle. Comes up about a yard or two short. But the Green Devils get on the board. Hendrickson to Irie, 36 yards down the sideline, 14-6. Waterloo is in front of your Adams Friendship Green Devils as we're going to go to a break. You're listening to Green Devil Football on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
There is no bigger supporter of Green Devil Sports than the team at Bucky's Pizza. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Order your fresh, made-from-scratch pizza, Sammy, wraps, pasta, salad, and more at eatbuckys.com. Or call them today, 608-339-8888. Located in downtown Adams, Bucky's is proud to support all things Green Devil.
Rural Mutual Insurance is celebrating 80 years of service to Wisconsin families, businesses, and farms. As one of the top 50 property and casualty insurance companies in the country, Rural Mutual provides a full line of insurance products: farm, business, home, auto, health, and life insurance. When bad things happen, the good people at Rural Mutual have got you covered. Experienced, honest, and trustworthy. That is career agent James Wanger, Rural Mutual Insurance, 700 Main Street, Adams.
Welcome back to Green Devil Football. We just had the kickoff, was fielded at about the 25, going to be returned out to about the 36. Is that's number 8, Parker Delger, with a return of about 13. That's going to give Waterloo the ball at about the 37. 1:39 left. 2 timeouts. Big play there by Irie does leave a little bit of time as the Green Devils did a good job of working the clock on the way down there, but then an explosive play for the touchdown, which I can tell you Coach Storman will give up a minute 39 left on the clock for that touchdown. It's a big chance for the Green Devils to keep this a one-score game heading into the second half. The Pirates come out. They're going to have twins to each side. Urigi to the right of Bullock in the backfield. He's going to bring Schroeder in motion, hand it off to him on that jet sweep. And again, he's got space and lots of it as he breaks out. Doesn't have to go to the sideline. Looks like this one might be coming back for holding, which might explain the hole, because I'm going to tell you, he came on that jet sweep and there was nobody home out there. But, yep, this one is going to come back for holding. So it's going to put the Pirates way behind the chains. Probably about a 1st and 20 here. A minute 30 left, first half. So a big chance to help the Green Devils stay within a score, get to halftime. I think with all the inexperience, and especially at crucial spots, if you just told Coach Storman, hey, you're down 8 and you move the ball on offense and your defense is figuring some stuff out, I think he would have said, let's go. I think he would have been pretty happy with that. So a good chance to good chance to make some adjustments here, kind of figure out what Hendrickson does best at the quarterback spot and kind of ramp up for the second half. Here's minute 30. Clock will start here at the placement of the ball. We got Twins to the left. They bring Schroeder in motion again. They fake it. They come back to that trap or counter to Urigi. Green Devils have it sniffed out, though, as Young Weavy, again, makes the play from his DN spot. Gain of about 8, but you'll give that up on 1st and 20 with a buck 30, especially when that's going to keep the clock ticking as the Pirates try to go no huddle, but they're going to have to use a timeout. A little bit of disorganization and confusion there as we'll take, hopefully, our last break of the half with them. You're Waterloo 14, Adams Friendship 6, a minute 04 left in the first half. You're listening to Green Devil Football on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Roxy and the entire staff at Roxy's Country Skillet are proud to support everyone involved with Adams Friendship Sports. Look to Roxy's Country Skillet for the absolute finest in home-cooked meals. Roxy's is open every day of the week, 6 a.m. till 2. Stop by for breakfast or visit soon for lunch. Heck, why not come in for both? Roxy's features fresh-made pies and other scrumptious baked goods. For delicious food, made the way it ought to be, it's Roxy's Country Skillet.
This is Tad from AF Motors and Adams. Our entire team wants you to know how much we love taking care of all your automotive needs from sales to service. But more than that, we love being a part of the Adams Friendship community. AF Motors has proudly been supporting our youth since we opened the doors in 1965, and we continue to do so because they are the future of this community. Please help us continue to cheer them on. We are AF.
Welcome back to Green Devil Football here as the Waterloo Pirates trying to put some points up here in the last 2 minutes of the first half as they're going to bring Schroeder in motion again, but we're going to get a procedural penalty. Sorry, we had Twins there, Urigi in the backfield, and they brought Schroeder in motion trying to go back to that jet sweep. Another penalty here by the Pirates, though, is going to move them back 5 yards again. It's going to bring up about 2nd and 18, 1:02 left here in the second quarter. Really giving the Green Devils a golden opportunity to stop this drive and get the ball back here. Who knows with how much time left? Didn't look like they were going to pass it. So if they keep it on the ground, we'll get the halftime. An incomplete pass or two here, and the Green Devils do still have a timeout, so we can see what might happen. As Waterloo sets up in Twins to each side, you're reaching the backfield. They bring a receiver in motion. They're going to that jet sweep again. It is 13, Ryder Yonke, who's got some space on the sideline, but again, give up about 12 as Ryder Yonke comes in motion again, just like Shroud has, and takes that jet sweep. He's going to pick up about 13. It's going to bring up 3rd and 7, but that clock is ticking. It's going to be under 40 right now. I can't imagine they're going to get this ball snapped until it's under 30 or 25. And they're not using a timeout. They still do have one as they're kind of doing a little muddle huddle in the backfield. The skill guys break apart. They're going to go Twins again to each side. Urigi to the left side of Bullock, who calls out the signals. He brings Shroud in motion, gets the jet sweep again, tempts the middle, bounces it out to the outside, but he's going to be brought up short there. Looks like 29 there. That is Logan Herndon, a sophomore you heard Coach Storman talk about. He runs up and makes a big tackle on 4th, and now it's going to bring up a 4th and 1 here with 3 seconds left. And Waterloo is going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 3 seconds left, 4th and 1 from the 46, Waterloo's own 46-yard line. If you got a trick play or if you got a guy that can get it to the end zone here, I guess maybe a Hail Mary time. Not quite sure what Waterloo kind of has up their sleeve. I think if you're Coach Grant, it's kind of get a couple of safeties deep. Make sure you're deepest of the deep. Nothing behind you, and just kind of rally up. One tackle gets you to halftime here. And really, like I said, a pretty well-played first half for a young Adams Friendship football team. We knew mistakes were going to be made, but I'd argue they were limited, and they've seen a lot of really good stuff here in the first half. As Waterloo's coming back from the sidelines, they're going to go single receiver to the far side, trips to the short side with Regi in the backfield. I'm going one-on-one. I don't care. I'd get a safety over the top of him. I'm going to the single side. They're going to go to the trip side. Hail Mary, up for grabs, nowhere near the end zone. intended for Grant Nowak. It went about 30 yards, only about 22 short, but the ball fades out of bounds, and that's going to take us to halftime with Waterloo currently leading the Green Devils 14-6. We're going to take a break, come back. We got some halftime stuff lined up. We got some interviews. We got some sponsors. So we'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to Green Devil Football in Wisconsin, 106 Radio Sports.
Support is what it's all about. Ace of Adams knows about support. For the Green Devils, if it wasn't for the support of their coaches, teachers, and fellow students, their efforts in the class and on the field might fall short. If it wasn't for the support of their parents, families, and the fans of AF Sports, they would not be able to succeed and win. With the support of customers from the Adams Friendship area and beyond, Ace of Adams now has expanded their selection, added departments, and have their team in place to better serve you. Thanks for your support of Ace of Adams, the helpful place.
At Allied Cooperative, our name isn't an acronym for anything, but it almost could be. What is Allied? A is where our roots are, in agriculture. L means longevity. L also means lasting. I indicates integrity. E is experience. D means dedication. With our rich history and many divisions, including feed, grain, agronomy, propane, and retail, you'll rest assured knowing Allied Cooperative is hard at work for you, our customer and agricultural partner. Visit us on the web at allied.coop.
Pavlik Realty has been a trusted name in our area for many years. You can rely on Terry and everyone at Pavlik to assist in buying or selling your home. The professionals at Pavlik have your best interest in mind, whether you're looking to buy a home or sell your current one. And you know, you just might see one of them in the stands rooting for our Green Devils. After all, this is their community too. Pavlik Realty, where Adams and Friendship meet on Highway 13.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Adams, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jared Cook, agent at Jared Cook Agency Incorporated. Call me at 608-339-7090 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Good luck to all the Adams Friendship athletes, and as always, go Green Devils!
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Get great deals on everything from cosmetics to clothes, gadgets and supplies for your home and office, books, toys, games, and more for both young and old at J&B New and Used Resale in downtown Adams. From all around the house to in the kitchen cupboard, you'll want to stop by as often as you can, as the shelves at J&B New and Used are always getting refreshed. Check out the Market Annex with big savings on groceries to stock up your pantry. And J&B is your home for the Amazon mystery boxes. J&B New and Used, across from AF Motors in downtown Adams, who say, go Green Devils.
Welcome to the Halftime Report, sponsored by Bucky's Pizza, right in town across from the radio station. Great pizza, great appetizers, great food. Greg does a great job not only supporting the Adams Friendship football team, but all of Adams Friendship athletics. So when you get a chance, make sure you stop out and support Bucky's, because Bucky's is always supporting all the athletics around the community and doing as much as Greg can to help out. We greatly appreciate it. Like we said, this halftime report is brought to you by Bucky's. First half, first quarter, really quick, only two possessions. Pretty clean football in the first quarter. One touchdown drive by Waterloo. A lot of ground attack by both teams. Urigi able to find his way into the end zone from about 8 yards out in the first quarter to take a 6-0 lead. Green Devils moved the ball very well in that first quarter, just weren't able to capitalize. A couple penalties in the red zone hurt them. Second quarter, a lot more action in the sense of, as Coach Storman alluded to, kind of some younger teams, kind of some new people playing new spots. He really kind of thought it was going to be the team that was able to limit the big mistakes. You know, he knew there was going to be mistakes from both teams, but which team can limit the big ones? And in football, you know, a lot of that comes down to obviously turnovers, but also special teams. You know, bad stuff can happen on special teams. And really, the Green Devils fumbled once and lost it. Bad snap by Waterloo on a special teams play. So those have kind of evened out, but Waterloo is able to find pay dirt again through the air, Bullock, and from about 15 out. and take a 14-0 lead, but give the Green Devils credit. Resilient, able to grind a drive back there at the end of the second quarter, and Irie able to take it about 36 yards down the sideline to make this a 14-6 game going into the half. We do have some student interviews that we're going to send you to now that, again, are sponsored by Bucky's at halftime. So we got two interviews this week. Next week, we're going to try to have an interview for each fall sport, but with school not starting yet, we only got football and boys soccer. But I'm going to send you out to both of those interviews, and then we're going to send it back to me. I'm going to talk for another minute or two, and then hopefully we'll have some football here in the second half and the Green Devils comeback victory. So I'm going to send you out to those interviews now.
There is no bigger supporter of Green Devil sports than the team at Bucky's Pizza. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Order your fresh, made-from-scratch pizza, Sammy, wraps, pasta, salad, and more at eatbuckys.com. Or call them today, 608-339-8888. Located in downtown Adams, Bucky's is proud to support all things Green Devil.
This is Ben from Wisconsin 106. I'm joined today by Robert Irie. He's going to go a couple of either-or questions here for about a minute. All right, Rob, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, grade. What grade are you in?
Oh, senior.
What positions you play?
Running back and linebacker.
English or science?
English.
Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Instagram.
City or country?
Country.
Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
Drake.
Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Lowest golf round?
18 or 19. Or 18 or 9.
Toy Story or Lion King?
Toy Story.
One giant hand or one giant foot?
One giant hand.
Pet penguin or pet panda?
Panda.
Panda Express. Thoughts?
That's pretty good.
Personal chef or personal chauffeur?
Personal chef.
Talking backpack that gives advice or talking hat that tells jokes?
Talking hat that tells jokes.
Permanent hula hoop around your waist or permanent yo-yo attached to your wrist?
Permanent yo-yo.
Cordoba or Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Would you rather have a personal theme song that plays whenever you enter a room? Or have a boxing match announcer announce your name whenever you enter a room?
A boxing match announcer.
Would you rather have a fridge that offers food suggestions or a microwave that tells jokes while it's cooking your food?
A fridge.
Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
Read.
Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Fur.
Last one. Tough one. Anderson or Krings?
Krings.
All right, that was Robert Irie, senior running back linebacker for the Adams Friendship Green Devils. You've been listening to Ben with Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports. Boom.
Welcome back, AF sports fans. One Community Bank is a proud supporter of Green Devil Athletics. Visit onecommunity.bank to learn about their fee-free checking account or stop by their branches in Adams, Grand Marsh, or Oxford. One Community Bank offers free cookies or popcorn every Friday and Saturday. One Community Bank. Feel good banking. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Here's exciting news. Coldwell Banker Belva Parr and Adams is combining their expert agents and resources with Coldwell Banker Advantage in Rome and Coldwell Banker Seward in Wisconsin Rapids. The strength of this Coldwell Banker family of companies has tripled with offices in Adams, Rome, and Rapids. No other real estate company in our area can provide the same high level of service. Whether you're buying or selling, our mission is to exceed your expectations. The Coldwell Banker family of companies look forward to serving your family.
This is Ben Pease back with Wisconsin 106, here with sophomore Julius Wolf representing boys soccer this week. Julius, you ready to answer some questions for us?
Yeah.
All right. Julius, what position do you play?
Right wing sometimes, sometimes defense mostly, but...
Okay. English or science?
Probably science.
Tacos or pizza?
Tacos.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Snapchat.
City or country?
City.
Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick all the way.
Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Toy Story or Lion King?
Toy Story. Woody's the best.
One giant hand or one giant foot?
Giant hand, giant hand.
Pet penguin or panda?
Probably panda.
Panda Express, thoughts?
It's not really that good.
Oh, you're crazy. But you're losing us here, Julius. Personal chef or personal chauffeur?
Personal chef.
Talking backpack that gives advice or a talking hat that tells jokes?
Talking backpack.
Permanent hula hoop around your waist or a permanent yo-yo attached to your wrist?
Hula hoop.
Qdoba or Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Would you rather have a personal theme song that plays whenever you enter a room or a boxing match announcer announce your name whenever you enter a room?
Theme song.
Would you rather have a fridge that offers food suggestions or a microwave that tells jokes as it's making your food?
Fridge.
Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
Read.
Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Fur.
Anderson or Krings?
Anderson.
All right, that was sophomore Julius Wolf for Boys Soccer. Thank you, Julius.
If you're considering a new or pre-owned camper or trailer, the name to know is Friendship RV. The Bolstead family, Lamont and Matt, along with their longtime friend Steve, and their whole crew are right here on 13 to answer your questions and to help in any way. Whether it's sales or service, you'll find what they're looking for with their low prices and huge selection. Friendship RV is proud to support their community and especially our Green Devils. Remember, the name to know is Friendship RV.
Your friends at Hometown Community Insurance in Adams are very proud of our dedicated young athletes. On the field and on the court, good players protect their fellow players, protect the ball, and protect their goal. At Hometown Community Insurance, protection is what they are all about. Protection for your home, vehicles, farm, and life. Stop in. Give them an opportunity to find the perfect policy for you. They might even save you some money compared to your current insurance. Best of luck to the Green Devils from everyone at Hometown Community Insurance, Main Street in Adams.
Hey, this is Jacob from GMJ Automotive. GMJ Automotive knows all about putting together a winning team, just like the Green Devils and the Lady Green Devils of Adams Friendship High School. Through knowledge, hard work, sweat, and perseverance, they do their very best on the field and on the court. At GMJ Automotive, Melissa, Randy, Dustin, and Linda do our best at getting your vehicle to run the way it should. From a simple oil change to major engine and transmission repair, we'll get you back on the road fast and at a fair price. Go Green Devils from GMJ Automotive.
Hi, this is Terry Jackson with Royal Bank. Does your game plan include crossing the finish line on business improvements or scoring a new property? Call or stop by one of our convenient locations in Southwest Wisconsin, and we can help make your next big play a reality. With Royal Bank, you'll get answers in record time with our local decision making and our gold medal service you'll receive along the way. Win this year with Royal Bank, your truly local partner, your community partner, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving Central Wisconsin at 106.1 FM and worldwide at Wisconsin106.com. This is WCWI, Adams, Friendship, Wisconsin, 106.
I hope you guys enjoyed getting to know senior running back and linebacker Robert Irie and sophomore, I believe he said right wing, and then really started to go deep into soccer terms that I don't quite understand. But Julius Wolf, who... if you didn't pick up, big Kendrick guy there. Big Kendrick guy, just in case he doesn't want to get anything twisted with that. But I know I really enjoy doing those interviews, and I think the kids always seem to have quite a bit of fun with them. Like I said, next week, hopefully the plan will be to have soccer, football, and then also pick up a volleyball player and a cross-country runner. So hopefully we'll have four of those interviews for you, and I hope you guys like them as much as we like putting them together, because they seem to be pretty fun. Turning back to football here, we got about 4 minutes left until the second half. I think it'll be interesting. New quarterback, never has played that much. What's the game plan? I think I love where Coach Storman has kept the ball on the ground. I think continuing to find ways to keep Cody Ratz and Robert Irie involved, because Irie has looked great. I think we knew that. A little bit more proven. Cody Ratz has come out though as a sophomore and kind of established himself as somebody that looks like is going to be a dude for these guys. It's going to be able to be a playmaker for this offense that in that week one, if you're a head coach and you can find some guys that you think are going to help you, it's a lot nicer when those guys go from thinking you can help to you thinking they can help you to watching them help you, because then you know, and that's a big gap sometimes as a coach. You think, hey, they'll be able to do this, or I think they'll be able to help us here, and you think it, but you don't know it. And seeing Rats really step up this year, or so far this half, that's been huge. I think you've seen a lot of really good stuff on the Hendrickson. I think that defense started out a little slow, but you know, as that half started to grind on, I think they started to find their footing a little. Cody Beck, as a sophomore, had a great first half in the middle of that defense. And I think Weaver and Irie have been all over the field, and that's kind of to be expected. But really, overall, I think for having a bunch of guys that are kind of getting their feet wet tonight in game one, week one here, 2024, I think you got to be pretty happy with where you're at. Try to clean up some of those mistakes and then finish some more drives. Try to make sure that when we get on their side of the 50 or inside the 30, those drives kind of got to start to end up with some points. You know, moving the ball is great, but once moving the ball inside the 20s or from 20 to 20 doesn't help you, you need to make sure you're finding the end zone or finding some way to make sure you're capitalizing on the scoreboard. We're going to take our final break here at halftime. Again, halftime score is Waterloo Pirates 14, the Adams Friendship Green Devils 6. You're listening to Adams Friendship Green Devil Football on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
There is no bigger supporter of Green Devil Sports than the team at Bucky's Pizza. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Order your fresh, made-from-scratch pizza, Sammy, wraps, pasta, salad, and more at eatbuckys.com. Or call them today, 608-339-8888. Located in downtown Adams, Bucky's is proud to support all things Green Devil.
Looking for good food? You gotta know about Connell's Cedar Shack. They have awesome homemade food. From Friday fish to Saturday prime rib to something special every day. Oh, and the pizza. Looking for good fun? It's the Cedar Shack. Wonderful drinks, cold beer, and crazy good Bloody Marys. And plan your event now. Connell's has all the room you could ever need. Great food, and the price is always nice. Connell's Cedar Shack, Highway 13, Adams.
Gunderson Mountain View's Friendship Clinic welcomes family and nurse practitioner Scott Helmick. Scott cares for patients of all ages.
Hi, this is Scott. I see patients for well child exams, sports and general physicals, preventative screenings, illness and injuries, minor procedures, and management of chronic conditions such as heart disease. My goal is to provide you the care you want and need, and to help you understand your healthcare options.
Schedule an appointment with Scott by calling Gunderson Mountain View's Friendship Clinic today.
Funerals have changed throughout the years, and Roseberry's Funeral Home and Crematory has been among the leaders of these changes. And while Jake and Tammy Roseberry realize that no one can take away your grief, they care enough to try. The Roseberry family is proud to support AF Sports, along with numerous other educational, civic, charitable, and social service groups. And as Jake Roseberry says about his alma mater, go Big Green!
And I hope you enjoyed the halftime report. Again, that halftime report is brought to you by Bucky's Pizza in Adams, right across the street from the theater or the radio station right on Main Street there. Again, thank you, Bucky's, for being the sponsor of tonight's halftime show. As we're getting lined up here, Urigi's getting the ball set. Waterloo is going to kick to Adams, and Adams will start this half with the football and a chance to tie this up, hopefully, and make this a battle here in the second half of the home opener here for the Green Devils. Looks like that's Erickson deep there, and not going to speculate too much here, but we didn't see any Tyler Erickson in the first half. Happy to have him back in the second half, like we said at the beginning of the game. He's one of those difference makers and contributors here, you could say, for the Green Devils. So interesting to see how he changes the game offensively and defensively, the Green Devils. It's a high kick. Erickson's going to get underneath it at about the 10-yard line. He's going up the middle. He makes a cut to the outside. Breaks one tackle. Is going to be tripped up about the 26, 27-yard line for the Green Devils. And that's where the offense, led by Cody Hendrickson, will start the second half. Not much in the passing game except for the one explosive play and a touchdown to Irie, which I think even Cody will say probably wasn't his best pass. But you know what? For his first completion, or no, second, he had that screen pass completion. He'll take it, and you know what? It's kept the Green Devils in the game. But really, the Green Devils have looked really good on the ground tonight, kind of a three-headed attack led by Irie, Ratz, and Hendrickson. They break the huddle. They're going to come out, Robert, behind Cody in the pistol. Twizzy side, Ratz and Norat to one side, Decora and Skelton to the other. Quarterback power right behind Robert Irie for Hendrickson. He's going to be bottled up just past the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of one. They really like to motion out Robert out of that pistol right up behind the guard there, so he's right in there ready to be that lead blocker. Waterloo kind of had it sniffed out there, though. It'll bring up second and nine from the Green Devils from their own 30-yard line. Interesting to see, too, how much Coach or how comfortable Coach Stormont feels. And I know he's not scared to do much of anything, but just how much passing does he really want to put on Hendrickson this half? You know, kind of easing him into being the starting quarterback will be a very interesting scenario here as we play out the second half. As the Green Devils break the huddle, they're going to have Robert in that pistol, Ratz in Skelton and the court of the wide side. Ratz comes in motion, stops behind the guard. They put it to Robert. Play action pass. He's got a guy down the middle. It's going to be Erickson across the middle. He's catching it. Foot race. That's going to be a horse collar on top. And as we said, Tyler Erickson comes into the game and makes his presence known as he runs a skinny post and give Cody Hendrickson credit. Puts it right on the spot. A catch and run for about 50, and it's going to be a horse collar here, I believe, at the end. It's going to tack on at least 10. I don't know if it's going to be inside the 30, so it might be half the distance. But we do have a Green Devil down. Is that Erickson? Oh, and that's not good. It's Erickson who's the one that's down. And not that it looked good. You never want to say that. But, you know, you see some of those horse collar tackles. I didn't think it looked like the worst one I've ever seen. You know, it's not that any of them are good. But Erickson's going to be helped up here. Looks like he's going to be okay. He's going to have to come out for at least one play. But as we said, doesn't take him long to make his presence known here. That's going to bring the Green Devils down. They're talking here. I'm going to let reps talk because every time I talk, think I know what the heck they're going to do, I'm completely wrong. So they're talking here. I think they're trying to figure out, is this half the distance or is it going to be a 15-yarder? And we know it's a horse collar here, so now let's just see how far they're going to walk this down. Cause, yeah, just I don't know if it's inside the 30, so it's half the distance, or if it's going to be a straight 15. And we'll wait for the scoreboard here. They're a little bit better, but it looks like it's going to be just at the 10 or just outside the 10-ish, right? Maybe the 11. So I think the Green Devils are actually going to have a chance to catch a first down. Oh, my God. If that's outside the 10, it ain't by much. Good God. We're going to have trips to the wide side, single receiver and Ratz to the short side, Robert Irie in the backfield. They're going to give it off to Robert up the middle. He breaks a tackle, sniffing the goal line. Reminiscent of Bill Dautreif there around the goal line as he's going to sneak his way down inside the 5-yard line down to about the 3. He's going to bring up 2nd and 3 from about the 4-yard line here as the Green Devils knocking on the door after the big play from Hendrickson to Erickson. Same formation here. Rest of the short side, single receiver trips to the right with Skelton, Nora, and it looks like Decora, Robert in the backfield. They're going to again hand it off to Robert, who breaks the tackle right at the line of scrimmage, but not much after that. It's going to be really close to a first down. It might bring up 3rd and short, probably 3rd and inches here from about the 2-yard line. So I got to find a way to make sure you get points here, pound this in. It's definitely 2-down territory. 2 downs to get a couple inches or a couple downs to get about 2 yards here as they come out. They're going to have Rats and I right behind them. They're going to the Eagles push here as they're going to do the tush push. As Irie and Rats are behind, and they surge Henderson into the end zone from about 2 yards out. And that's going to bring the Green Devils to within 2 points. Waterloo 14, Adams Friendship 12. They didn't kick an extra point the first time. I can't imagine they're going to now as they're going to leave the offense on the field. Looks like they want the ball on the right hash here as they're going to have it. Looks like the Cora, or no, is that Orlovsky, I think, single receiver split way out. Erickson, Nora, Wideside, Rats, and Irie in the slot. It's a bad snap over Hendricks. Hendricks not able to catch it. Goes through his hands. He does a smart thing. Just gets on top of it. Not that I think they can take it back in high school, but still the smart thing to do. As the Green Devils get their senior receiver back, he makes a big play. And then they're able to pound it in on the ground into the end zone here to draw within 2. Waterloo 14, Adams Friendship 12, 9:32 left here in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Green Devil Football here on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Silver Maples Home Improvement is a family-owned and operated business proudly serving central Wisconsin since 1987. All our work is 100% guaranteed, and we're not done until you're completely satisfied. Roofing, siding, windows, all types of remodeling. If you're looking for an idea, we've got it. If you have a vision, we love it. And if you have a budget, we respect it. 608-721-4400, Silver Maples Home Improvement. Kurt and the gang at Silver Maples say, go Green Devils!
The amazing new Two Brothers Family Restaurant would like to thank the community for the tremendous support they have already received since the day they opened their doors. Two Brothers, located on 21 just off 13 in Friendship, has been well known for their generous portions and reasonable prices. Their dinners are a favorite. Try the stir fry, along with wonderful salads and wraps. And do not forget their all-day breakfast. There is something delicious for everyone at Two Brothers Family Restaurant, Highway 21, Friendship.
Welcome back. As Rats kicks it, goes over Waterloo's head. They're going to have to pick it up, and he goes down inside the 5-yard line. That's going to be a huge break for the Green Devils as the kick returner, it looks like to Gavin Shroud, tried to field it, bounced over his head. It's a live ball, not like a punt, so he got to get on it, or it's got to get to the end zone. It wasn't going to get to the end zone. He backtracks to get it inside the 10 to about the 5-yard line, and right when he goes to make that first cut, the foot didn't stick, and it slid out from beneath him, and his knee hit the ground, and that's going to put the Pirates inside their own 10-yard line to start at the 6, their worst starting field position of the night. And let's see if the Green Devils can capitalize, get off the field here quick, and get a short field for that offense as the Pirates come out. Twins to each side, Urigi in the pistol right behind Bullock. He's calling the signals. Snap straight ahead to Urigi, but the Green Devils are all over it, and that is 52 Ryan Weaver and 32 Cole Porchot. Had him in math class all last year. Great kid making a big play here as it's going to be a loss of 2 on the green for the Indians. Bring up 2nd and 12 here inside their own 5-yard line now. Like I said, golden opportunity to get off the field. Let's see if the Green Devils can make a play or two as Waterloo breaks the huddle. They're going to go twins again. They love this formation. Urigi to the left side of Bullock. He's going to bring, it looks like, Shroud in motion to hand it off on that jet sweep. He's got a little bit of space. Able to get a little bit of the corner there. Pick up about 4 or 5. It's going to bring up 3rd and 8. And this is becoming a really big down because you get this one and you're going to get good field position because this is one of those few times when you're so deep that you almost have to punt. It'd be really tough unless you pick up 7 or something to go for this. So huge down here, 3rd and 7. Waterloo at their own 11. They're going to come out. Twins again to each side. Bullock in the backfield. Urigi to his left. Bullock calls out the signal. Takes the snaps. Drops straight back. Oh, he's got a guy wide open. He finds a slot, runs just a little bit of a seam. I don't know what, was that Hendrickson that jumped? Yeah, it looked like Hendrickson, I think Hendrickson jumped the stop or the stick route, kind of, if back in the day you might have called it a button hook, they call it a stick now, where you stick that foot in the ground and come back. Hendrickson, playing that kind of deeper safety, drove hard on the stick, vacating that middle zone, and that seam route from the slot receiver became wide open, and Bullock able to find them and able to pick up about 25 on the play and move the chains here. It'll be first and 10 Waterloo from their own 35, 7:49 left here, third quarter. As the Waterloo comes out, twins to each side, Bullock in the backfield. They're going to bring a receiver in motion that's going to be Yankee. He again gets that edge, gets out of bounds. I think he's going to be just short, but they again bring that slot receiver. This time it's Yankee, not Shroud, in motion. And that's probably been the one thing, if you had to pick something for the Green Devils that they've struggled with, is it's been able to set an edge against that jet sweep play. Yankee and Shroud have done a really good job for Waterloo about being able to find some space and then get to the sideline and get some positive yards. As they'll bring up second and one here for Waterloo. They're going to go trips to the wide side, single receiver to the short side, Urigi in the pistol behind Bullock. He's calling the signals, takes a snap, dives straight ahead. Nope, he pulls it. Play looks like it's kind of a broken play here as two, Cody Hendrickson is out in space, misses a tackle, but does a good job of slowing him up, and Green Devils able to rally. Skelton coming up to help, and I think he's going to be short. He didn't really gain anything. It looked like they're going dive to Urigi up the middle. Bullock pulled it, rolled out to the wide side and was looking, but had nobody, and ended up kind of just running back to the line of scrimmage and sliding, bringing up a third and really short here for Waterloo at their own 44-yard line. And they're confused. They're talking to each other. They're looking to the sideline, hands up. They're going to use a timeout here. I will bet any amount of money here. He's already counting, and here it comes. I was going to say, you had guys running on the field. You had guys running off the field. Guys with their hands up, and Waterloo uses their first timeout of the half. So, 6:44 left in the third quarter. Waterloo 14, Adams Friendship 12. Big third down coming up on the other side. You're listening to Adams Friendship Green Devil Football here on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
How can we help? That's been the driving question at Dennis Electric since they began serving this area over 50 years ago. Dennis Electric has a genuine passion for serving Adams County. After all, they live here too. Look to Dennis Electric, whether your job is small or large, residential, commercial, or industrial. Safe, reliable, and economical, you can trust Dennis Electric. Find them on the internet at DennisElectric2.com or call anytime, and they're going to ask you, how can we help?
Mile Bluff Medical Center provides care for all generations. From birth to adolescence and on through adulthood, we are here for you and your family. With clinics in Mauston, Wisconsin Dells, Nisida, New Lisbon, and Elroy, we offer advanced medical services, expert healthcare providers, and cutting-edge technology, so you can find the care you need locally. For more information about our services and the exceptional care you can expect, visit MileBluff.com. Mile Bluff Medical Center, proudly supporting our local high school athletes.
All right, Waterloo comes back. They go hard count for about 10 or 15 seconds and then almost have a bad snap. Makes a good catch. Did we get a number on that runner? Because this happened kind of when you were there or when you were at commercial, huh?
It was 13.
And they try to draw the Green Devils offside, and right at the end of the play clock, Bullock calls for it. He gets a bad snap. He hands it off to Yankee up the middle, and Yankee's actually able to break through the second level and rip off about 25 and give the Waterloo Pirates a first down at the Adams Friendship 25 here. So it'll be first and 10, Waterloo at the Adams Friendship 25. Waterloo has trips to the wide side, single receiver to the short side, Urigi to the left of Bullock. Bullock gets a snap. He's dropping back. He's looking, scrambling right. Throws it into traffic, looking for two. Gavin Shroud on a little stick route in the middle. But that was well defended by Dawson Skelton there and popped up for a second. Couple Green Devil defenders in the area, but nobody close enough to make a play here. It'll bring up second and 10 for the Pirates. As really one of Bullock's first bad decisions, as he kind of got a little happy feet, was looking, tried to check it down to Shroud, who I think he's normally used to being open, but Skelton was right there and able to make a really good play on the ball here. As Waterloo breaks the huddle, they have twins again to each side. Urigi in the backfield next to Bullock. Bullock brings Shroud in motion, fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it. That's got to be a hold on Ryan Weaver, but doesn't look like he's going to get a call, but now he's going to get it. I was going to say, so they bring Shroud in motion. They fake that jet sweep. Bullock keeps it, tries to go back on that backside counter to the quarterback. Weaver having no part of it. Young Weavy not only makes the play, but draws the holding call. And this is a big one. It's going to move them back 10. I think you accept this here. I don't know, though. Third and 10, second and 20. Okay, so a lot just happened there. That did you see that? I did not. So there was a holding call where Ryan Weaver made the play, heck of a play, but there was a fumble, and the Green Devils got on it, so they're going to decline that holding penalty, and the Green Devils are actually going to take control of the ball here at their own 24, 5:44 left third quarter, trailing 14-12. They're going to have Miles Norrott, single receiver, Erickson Skelton to the far side. Rats and Irie in the backfield. They're going to hand it off to Rats behind Irie and off the right tackle. Rats is going to pick up about three or four, bring up second down and seven. So a lot, sorry there. It didn't look like there was any fumble. And so that's why all of a sudden the Green Devil sideline exploded. And, yeah, I don't think anybody knew that Bullock actually put the ball on the ground there. So a really good break for the Green Devils here. And trying to keep this offense kind of hot here as Henderson's going to break the huddle. They're going to have trips to the wide side with Skelton, Norrott, and Erickson. Irie in the backfield is going to throw a little bubble out to Erickson, get the ball in his hand. He catches it. Not able to make that first guy miss, though. That's going to be 15. I'm going to get his name wrong. Caleb Weichman? Weichman, I hope that's better, comes up, makes a tackle on initial contact. Erickson able to fight forward for about two, bring up a third and five here from the Green Devil 29-yard line here. Going to go under 5 minutes in the third quarter with the snap. Green Devils trailing by two. They bring the huddle. They're going to that five wide where they're going to have Erickson and Skelton to the wide side, North to the short side, and then Irie and Rats in the slots. They're going to bring Rats in motion. They fake it to him. They throw it back to Irie on a little screen there. They fake the jet sweep motion, and Irie goes to replace where Rats was. They throw it back to him, and he's able to hop, skip, and jump down the sidelines and pick up about seven or eight when he needed five and move this chains here for the Green Devils. It'll be first and 10 Green Devils at their own 40. Oh, sorry. My spotter on the play here who's been money all game. We lost one of them, but my other spotter is on the call there. It is going to be a hold. It's tough, though. That was right by the Green Devil sideline there, so we kind of couldn't see it. So I'm sorry. This is actually going to come back. It was third and about five. It's going to be spot of the foul, though, in high school. So it's going to be third and about 12. Was it second down or third? We're trying to figure out downs here. But right now, from what it stands, it's going to be third and about 12 from the 24 now. So no first down. There was a hold that kind of came way after the play here. But third and 12 here for the Green Devils at their own 24, 4:30 left third quarter. They come out twins, moves Rats in motion right in front of Henderson. Henderson straight back, pump fake, looking. Got a guy! Oh, and he just overshoots him, but he's going to get a call. And that's a good call. You could see jersey. You could see the jersey pulled. So Erickson again, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, and so Henderson with a little out and up, little ball fake, really a catchable ball. Really, Henderson, for a guy that hasn't played, has thrown some really nice passes. You knew he was an athlete, but people don't get as tough. But Erickson had a step. And you can see the pull from up here. I just think sometimes it's surprising because it takes a lot sometimes. I actually thought it was a really good call by that guy. And it's going to move the chains here because it is different. It's only 15 yards, not spotted the foul. But 15 yards is going to give the Green Devils the first down on 3rd and 13, and that has to drive you nuts. Oh, so they didn't call pass interference. They must have called holding. Okay, so I think they called holding, which was the right call, but that, again, is now only a 10-yard penalty, so that doesn't result in the first down. So it'll be 3rd and 3 here for the Green Devils at their own 35 after the confusion. Erickson draws a holding call, 3rd and 3 Green Devils here now. Twins, Robert Irie in the backfield. They bring rats from that slot motion right behind the guard. Snap, handoff to Irie. He's not going to get there. Give Waterloo a ton of credit as they had tons of pressure from the front four. Really controlled the line of scrimmage there. Led by 15, Caleb Weichman again. He's been in on a lot now that we got his name, but he kind of led the charge here. And, oh, boy, this is tough, and this is why I don't coach football, because 4th and 2 at your own 35 is probably punting territory, but I would love it to go for it. And it looks like the Green Devils are leading that way, too, as the offense is still on the field here. They're going to break the huddle, maybe at least try to draw them off sides here as they break the huddle. Hendrickson's going under center here. We're going to have twins to the one side. Robert Irie behind him in a traditional fullback spot. Now they're going into tush-push territory. Hard count. Almost had a jump on the first one, and I think the Green Devils are going to use a timeout as they go to that tush-push formation, motion people in. Hendrickson does his best to try to get somebody to jump off sides, but the Pirates are disciplined this time. Big 4th and 2 coming back on the other side, 14-12. The Waterloo Pirates lead the Adams Friendship Green Devils with 3:51 left here in the third quarter. You're listening to Adams Friendship Football here on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
There is no bigger supporter of Green Devil sports than the team at Bucky's Pizza. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Order your fresh, made-from-scratch pizza, Sammy, wraps, pasta, salad, and more at eatbuckys.com. Or call them today, 608-339-8888. Located in downtown Adams, Bucky's is proud to support all things Green Devil.
Welcome back to Green Devils football here. Big 4th down coming up. Not sure what Coach Storman's going to do. That's why they pay him the big bucks to be down there on a 4th and 2. I think he's going to punt, and this is probably the right decision. Like I said, let's just hope we get a good punt off. Robert Irie's going to go back right now. Waterloo not believing there's actually going to be a punt. They had too many guys on the field. I think we might get a penalty as Robbie pounds a punt. The returner, 13, Yankees just going to let it bounce. The Green Devils are going to touch it down inside the 20-yard line. And now we got a flag late. So there was a guy, it looked like they were communicating, and he was sprinting off the field, but he didn't get off the field. If this is illegal participation, it don't matter what the penalty is. 4th and 2, you're getting a first down here. So this will be a really interesting call here to see what they have, because I think they're going to go ask that guy, did he get off the field? And he did not. I mean, it was close, but he was still a step or two on the field when Robert punted that ball. Okay, so now it's not going to be a legal substitution. It's going to be a personal foul on Waterloo for something, which is nice. But I'm going to be honest, it's not as nice as getting a legal substitution, because Waterloo's still going to get possession of the ball here after the personal foul is going to bring them back to, looks like about the 20. I'm thinking right about the 20-yard line, so I think Waterloo's going to start after the Irie punt, which, by the way, really good punt by Robert there. Really good job, about 30 yards in the air, a couple extra with the bounce. Waterloo will start. Yeah, you're right. Yep, low block. So a low block personal foul on Waterloo is actually going to move them back to about the just inside the 10-yard line. So Waterloo now, another possession starting way deep inside their 10-yard line. Coach Storman, that's why he gets paid the big bucks, flipping the field there with that punt decision, and a good chance for the Green Devil defense to get off the field here and get the offense back with good field position here as Waterloo comes out, trips to the wide side, single receiver to the shortstop as Green Devils are now trying to hustle somebody off the field. He's going to get off, though. Bullock calls the signals with Orgy to the side, and the Green Devils are going to use a timeout here. As I think you can hear somebody up here. We're not lined up here. So the Green Devils defense going to use a timeout here to get set. Waterloo 14, Adams Friendship 12, 3:43 left, third quarter. You're listening to Adams Friendship Football here on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Rural Mutual Insurance is celebrating 80 years of service to Wisconsin families, businesses, and farms. As one of the top 50 property and casualty insurance companies in the country, Rural Mutual provides a full line of insurance products: farm, business, home, auto, health, and life insurance. When bad things happen, the good people at Rural Mutual have got you covered. Experienced, honest, and trustworthy. That is career agent James Wanger, Rural Mutual Insurance, 700 Main Street, Adams.
Roxy and the entire staff at Roxy's Country Skillet are proud to support everyone involved with Adams Friendship Sports. Look to Roxy's Country Skillet for the absolute finest in home-cooked meals. Roxy's is open every day of the week, 6 a.m. till 2. Stop by for breakfast or visit soon for lunch. Heck, why not come in for both? Roxy's features fresh-made pies and other scrumptious baked goods. For delicious food, made the way it ought to be, it's Roxy's Country Skillet.
Welcome back as Waterloo comes out, trips to the wide side, single receiver to the short side, Urigi to the right of Bullock. He's calling out the signal, takes the snap, he's looking downfield, looking, scrambling, goes back to left, going down to the left sideline. He's going to cut it up, pick up about 5 or 6. They really like to kind of show that bubble and then have two posts or two routes working down the middle. Give the Green Devils credit that time. They do a really good job of picking up the guys downfield. Bullock not able to find anybody. Tries to roll to the wide side, but Weaver's there. Forces him back, but still able to cut up field. Pick up about 7 there and make it a 2nd and 3 here for the Pirates deep in their own territory late here in the third quarter. Ryan Weaver here. I'm telling you, we know we talk about him a lot, but gosh, for a DN in high school, he makes a lot of plays for this Green Devil defense. As the Pirates come out, trips to the wide side, single receiver to the short side, Urigi to the right of Bullock. He's calling out the snap. I'm sorry, he's in the pistol this time. Bullock straight out, right to the bubble screen. I'll get a number because that's to the wide side. It looks like it might be 2, which should be Shroud. 22, sorry, there was 2 of them. Xavier Bessel?
Yeah, Bessel.
So there was 2 twos there. Xavier Bessel, short completion right at the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up 3rd and 3 here. Golden opportunity for the Green Devils to come up with a stop here and get the ball back here before the start of the fourth quarter as the Pirates break the huddle. Twins to each side. Running back to the left of Bullock. Looks like Urigi again. Bullock brings Schroed in motion. He's going to hand it off on the jet sweep. It looks like it's swallowed up, though, by the Green Devils, and maybe even I think he lost a yard. And now this gets tough. That play's been there all night. The Green Devils front, it looked like especially Jace Wickman up front there, causing a loss of 1 here. And it's going to cause a 3-and-out here, and it's going to make the the Pirates bring out their punt team and should give the Green Devils great field position as Tyler Erickson, the senior wide receiver who's come in and made a huge impact here in the third quarter, goes back from the Pease Advisory Group. We know we always love those kids. So big fans of Erickson here, but he's come on and made some huge plays here and maybe looking for another one here on special teams to set the Green Devils up with even better field position here. As Urigi's deep to punt, he feels a snap, takes 2 steps, almost blocked there by Weaver, lets it bounce 1 to Erickson. Looks like he touched it. He's going to just get on it. Green Devils will have the ball here about the 39. Good punt by Urigi from the 16, 34 out, another 10 for about a 44-yard punt there. Pretty good for a high school kid, especially with Ryan Weaver causing a little bit of pressure. So minute 04 left. Let's reset you here. Minute 04, 14-12. Waterloo in front of Adams Friendship. Adams Friendship ball here, their own 40. Looking to drive here, take a lead heading into the fourth quarter as Cody Hendrickson breaks the huddle here. He's going to have Skelton and Erickson to the wide side. Norat to the short side, and then Irie and Ratz in the flanks. Hendrickson back by himself, brings Ratz in motion, fakes the jet sweep. He's got a little room. Hendrickson cuts it up. He's going to get a first down here for the Green Devils as they bring Ratz in motion from that flanker spot. Fake the jet sweep to him. pull a guard around, and Hendrickson just follows the way there, and that was the biggest hole that the Green Devils have had in a while. Able to pick up about 15, take it into Waterloo territory at their 46 here as the clock goes under a minute here left in the third quarter. First and 10, Adam Friendship at the Waterloo 46, and Hendrickson again showing what he's able or what he's capable of doing from back there. He's such a good runner as they're going to go trip to the wide side. Erickson, Norat, and Skelton. Rath, single receiver to the short side. Irie in the pistol behind Hendrickson. He gets a snap. Hands it off to Irie. Rep the middle. Makes a guy miss at the line of scrimmage. Able to almost breaks another tackle. Picks up about 7, though. Again, keeping the Green Devils on schedule here. Second and about 3 or 4, depending on how you want to look at it here. And the Green Devils, again, moving the ball here. 20 seconds left. Don't need to snap it here at the end of the third quarter. We'll see what Coach Storman does as the Green Devils break the huddle. We're at 10. We're going to have Skelton and Erickson to the wide side, Miles Norah to the short side, and both backs, Rats and Irie, in the backfield. And Rats got away with the false start there as he's the lead blocker off left tackle. As I think they're trying to go quick there, and we both saw it as he definitely moved, but Rats and Irie both in the backfield. Leads the way off left tackle. Not much there. Probably no gain. So it'll bring up a 3rd and 4 from the he picked up about 3 there. I'm sorry. So bring up 3rd and 1 when we come back here. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. 14-12 Waterloo. Green Devils are driving. Big 3rd and 1 in Waterloo territory coming up when we come back. You're listening to Green Devil Football here on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Hi, this is Tad from AF Motors and Adams. Our entire team wants you to know how much we love taking care of all your automotive needs from sales to service. But more than that, we love being a part of the Adams Friendship community. AF Motors has proudly been supporting our youth since we opened the doors in 1965, and we continue to do so because they are the future of this community. Please help us continue to cheer them on. We are AF.
Support is what it's all about. Ace of Adams knows about support. For the Green Devils, if it wasn't for the support of their coaches, teachers, and fellow students, their efforts in the class and on the field might fall short. If it wasn't for the support of their parents, families, and the fans of AF Sports, they would not be able to succeed and win. With the support of customers from the Adams Friendship area and beyond, Ace of Adams now has expanded their selection, added departments, and have their team in place to better serve you. Thanks for your support of Ace of Adams, the helpful place.
He's at the fair. Welcome back to Green Devil Football here. Start of the fourth quarter. Green Devils trailing by 2, but they're on the move here. First and 10 at the Waterloo 36. Hoping for a comeback win here to start the 2024 season. I think that'd be a great way to start the school year and athletic schedule for me. As they're going to break the huddle here, you got Robert in the pistol. Erickson and Norat to the wide side. Rats motions in. Oh, and that's going to be a false. That's got to be a false start. I'm sorry. So Rats motioned in from the slot. Got to his normal spot right next to Hendrickson and then took off like the play started. And they weren't going to call the motion, but then they snapped the ball right after it after he stopped. So it had to be a legal procedure on Rats that time. And that'll move the Green Devils back a couple. But really, the Green Devils have played a lot more mistake-free football than Waterloo has, especially when it's come to penalties. So never a good time for one, but sophomore has been making some plays here. So we'll cut them some slack here as the Green Devils are going to break the huddle. Erickson and Skelton to the wide side. Norat and Rats to the wide side. Rats comes in motion. He's going to stop right to the right side of Hendrickson. Hendrickson gets a snap. Fakes it to Irie. He's going to take it himself. Pick up about 3, fakes it to Irie up the middle, goes to the next hole out, right off a right tackle, picks up about 3. It'll bring up 2nd and 12 here for the Green Devils at the Waterloo 38-yard line. Close to breaking a couple here, just 1 or 2 shoelace tackles away here. I'm telling you, I think an explosive play is in the mix right now. The Green Devils are feeling confident. It's they're getting some shoelace tackles here at the end of some plays here as they come out 5 wide. Irene Rats in the slots. Erickson comes in motion. They're going to give it to him on the jet sweep. He makes the first guy miss in the backfield. He cuts up to the middle. He's got some space, and he's going to pick up if he doesn't have the first down, he's going to be just short. They're going to stop the clock, which means he's got it. Erickson made a guy in the backfield miss and then got north and south quickly, wiggled his way, found a little room, and was able to fall forward, pick up a first down, get the Green Devils inside the 30-yard line, down to the 26. First and 10 here, and a golden opportunity for the Green Devils to get their first lead of the year, the first lead of the night here, as this ground game has done a great job of being kind of different, getting different people involved. Rats, Irie, and Henderson the first half, and now Erickson has come out and really made a difference here as they break the huddle. They're going to that five-wide set again. Erickson and Norrott wide to the one side, Skelton wide to the other. Irie and Rats in the slots. They fake it to Rats on that jet sweep. Henderson keeps, bounces off the first guy, spin move, tries to get to the sideline. They're saying he's down. He must have put it on the carpet, but they're saying he's down. He's going to pick up 9. They fake that jet sweep motion to the wide side. Henderson bounces off a guy right at the line of scrimmage, does a little spin, kind of jump cuts towards the sideline, able to pick up 9. Heck of a play by Henderson, really showing off his athleticism there as it gets the Green Devils on the second and short inside the 20-yard line. Clock will tick under 10 minutes with this next snap here as the Green Devils keeping it on the ground here, just kind of chinking that clock away as they break the huddle again, going to that twins look. Norrott and Erickson right next to each other, way wide. Rats and Skelton the other side, they bring Rats in motion. He stops behind the guard. Snap is good. They hand it to Irie right up the middle. He didn't need much, and he didn't get much, but I think he might have a first down. And I'm going to tell you right now, this might just be a me thing. It looks like Robert Irie starts about a quarter second soon almost every time, but he gets away with it, and he kind of gets a little head of steam going, which is nice. I would love to report that. And it looks like he's going to gain a nothing here. We just got an update here from Jake Roseberry, always on it. Portage 4, Delta 7, let's go. In the fourth. So, I mean, tough game for next week, but let's be real. We don't mind seeing the Dells Chiefs go down in week one here as Henderson brings Rats in motion again. He's going to stop behind the guard. Henderson gets a snap, hands it off to Irie, who just keeps those feet moving, but I don't think he got there. He tried his best to get him moving and fall forward. He did fall forward, and he's still short. Half a yard. Tush-push, right? Tush-push, right? You got it in the play, but I'm just joking because Stormin, you know what you're doing. I'm just saying, tush-push maybe here, fourth and short. Fourth and one, 8:35 left, ball at the Waterloo 17. Not 8 minutes left, never have to have a territory, but it's getting kind of close here because you pick this up and you are right on the doorstep here, but you're giving them a chance to get off the field here. Fourth and about, oh, man, a long yard, maybe. I mean, it's a yard. They're spreading everybody out, Erickson and Norrott wide, Skelton wide to the other side, Rats and Irie in the flanks. Quarterback power. I don't know it's close. I think he got it. So they go wide. Quarterback power. Henderson tries to stretch it immediately right to the edge and gets enough. It don't matter how you get it there, as long as you get there. But he stretched it, picks up, needed 7 inches, he got 8. And picks up a first down for the Green Devils inside of the Waterloo 15 as we're under 8 minutes now. First and 10, Green Devils, Waterloo 15, driving here to try to take the lead midway through the fourth quarter as the Green Devils break the huddle. They have Rats, Henderson, and Irie all in the backfield. Norrott and Skelton wide to one side, Erickson wide to the other. They're going to hand it off to Rats following Irie right off right tackle. He's going to break the first tackle, try a little spin back to the middle. He's going to get corralled, though. Pick up about 5, get it down to the 10-yard line, and give Robert Irie and Rats credit. They've both been each other's lead blocker for a lot of their touches tonight, and they've both done a really good job of taking care of that first guy on their block, and it's really led to a lot of positive success here on first down. The Green Devils have been in a lot of 2nd-and-4, 2nd-and-5, and 2nd-and-6 opportunities, and with how much they've run the ball, it's been a big reason why. As Erickson brings the play in here for the Green Devils here. They're breaking the huddle. It's like they're going trips to the wide side. You got Erickson, Skelton, and Norat to the one side, Rats to the other. Irie and Hendrickson in the backfield. Irie dotting the pistol. They're bringing Erickson in motion now behind the guard. Snap. Hand off to Rivey. He follows right behind Erickson. Little jump cut back to the middle. He's going to be really close to a first down. I think he's going to be just short. It's going to bring up about a third and inches here inside the 10-yard line. Somebody, penalty flag on the far side, like totally away from the play. And it's on Waterloo because they are going crazy. They don't like it. They're not a fan. Personal. Oh, and it's a personal foul. So this is going to be. It's going to be like first and goal inside the five here because you knew it was something good, not good, because about three Waterloo guys heard what he said and they all jumped and threw their hands up. And now the refs are coming to talk. I don't understand these. You know me and Coach Bork always talk about, me and Keith say we don't know what the heck they're saying in there, but they're talking. I can't believe you can pick this up. Nope, dead ball. Personal foul on Waterloo here. So that's going to be half the distance. Half the distance should be first down, and that's what they're doing. They're setting the chains down. It's going to be first and goal all the way down to the four-yard line here. So Green Devils set up first and goal from the four-yard line, 6:31 left, down two midway through the fourth quarter here. Great shot to take the first lead of the night. Erickson and Norat wide. Rats comes in motion. They hand it to him on the jet sweep, but he is stuffed. He's still fighting, but he's going to be short. Picked up about, it looked like, oh, we'll wait for him to move because it wasn't much, maybe a yard, two. But we have a Green Devil down, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back here. You're listening to Green Devil Football here on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
At Allied Cooperative, our name isn't an acronym for anything, but it almost could be. What is Allied? A is where our roots are, in agriculture. L means longevity. L also means lasting. I indicates integrity. E is experience. D means dedication. With our rich history and many divisions, including feed, grain, agronomy, propane, and retail, you'll rest assured knowing Allied Cooperative is hard at work for you, our customer and agricultural partner. Visit us on the web at allied.coop.
Pavlik Realty has been a trusted name in our area for many years. You can rely on Terry and everyone at Pavlik to assist in buying or selling your home. The professionals at Pavlik have your best interest in mind, whether you're looking to buy a home or sell your current one. And you know, you just might see one of them in the stands rooting for our Green Devils. After all, this is their community too. Pavlik Realty, where Adams and Friendship meet on Highway 13.
As your American Family insurance agent in Adams, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jared Cook, agent at Jared Cook Agency Incorporated. Call me at 608-339-7090, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Good luck to all the Adams Friendship athletes, and as always, go Green Devils!
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Serving Central Wisconsin at 106.1 FM and worldwide at Wisconsin106.com. This is WCWI, Adams, Friendship, Wisconsin, 106.
Welcome back. That was Cody Ratz, who was down on the plane. Had to be carried off here, so we don't know exactly what's happening. But we're going to have twins each side, Skelton and Erickson to the one side. Robert Irie motions up. They're going quarterback power with Hendrickson right up the middle. No sign yet. I don't know if he got there. It's going to bring up third and goal from it. Looks like inside the one. Again, trying to kind of spread them out. Use Hendrickson to go quarterback power. And it's going to, like I said, third and goal here. Two downs to get about a yard and a half here. The clock is now at 5:30 and running. So, I mean, you get a touchdown here, and you give yourself a chance to maybe only have to get one stop potentially here to maybe ice this game. So about a yard and a half and a stop away from a Green Devils win here in week one. As they break the huddle, they're going to have Skelton and Erickson wide right next to each other to the far side. Skelton to the other, or Norat to the other side. Henderson keeps it. Quarterback power. And he's in! Second effort, it didn't look like he was going to get there at first. He followed right behind the left tackle. Initial contact had him short, but the second effort by Cody Hendrickson, and he's able to find the end zone at 5:03 here to give the Green Devils an 18-14 lead just over halfway here in the fourth quarter. And you got to feel good with the way the momentum's going. You know, it's been 18 unanswered points. The Green Devils defense has bent at times this half, but really have done a good job getting off the field and giving the offense some great field position on being able to force some three and outs against Waterloo deep in their own territory. As the Green Devils are lining up, go for two. Skelton and Erickson short side, Norat wide side. They're going to bring Erickson in motion. They're going to give it to him. And he's going to be short, I think. I don't see arms, and I'm seeing short. They tried to run that jet sweep with Erickson. No go here as the Green Devils take the lead here. 5:03 left in the fourth quarter. As I said, Adams Friendship 18, Waterloo 14. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back for the last 5:03 of the season opener. You're listening to Green Devil Football here on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Get great deals on everything from cosmetics to clothes, gadgets and supplies for your home and office, books, toys, games, and more for both young and old at J&B New and Used Resale in downtown Adams. From all around the house to in the kitchen cupboard, you'll want to stop by as often as you can, as the shelves at J&B New and Used are always getting refreshed. Check out the Market Annex with big savings on groceries to stock up your pantry. And J&B is your home for the Amazon mystery boxes. J&B New and Used across from AF Motors in downtown Adams, who say, go Green Devils. Welcome back, AF sports fans. One Community Bank is a proud supporter of Green Devil Athletics. Visit onecommunity.bank to learn about their fee-free checking account or stop by their branches in Adams, Grand Marsh, or Oxford. One Community Bank offers free cookies or popcorn every Friday and Saturday. One Community Bank. Feel good banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Green Devil Football here on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports. As there's a little pooch kick, kind of took Waterloo a second to get on it there. As the Green Devils tried to maybe recover that, landed at about the 25. Waterloo able to get the return out to almost the 35. So it'll be first and 10 here. Waterloo at their own 34, down four, 4:59 left. Fourth quarter, they have two timeouts. The Green Devils have one timeout, kind of to get you a quick reset here as the Pirates break the huddle. They're going twins each side. Urigi in the pistol behind Bullock. Bullock's bringing Shroud in motion. Shroud's going to lead block. They're going to hand it just straight ahead to Urigi on a dive. They bring that jet sweep motion, and he's the lead blocker. And Waterloo's got somebody down too, but this one looks like a cramp. Yep, I was going to say same thing my spotter saw up here. Is this one looks a little less serious and a more just needing a little bit more pickle juice, as they said back in the day. Pickle juice, or I've heard bananas. Not quite sure. I know what he could use is some Kevin Beaver, because he is the man. He's best physical therapist in the state. He really knows how to handle just about everything. So they're going to come over, probably stretch him out. We're just going to keep it here because we kind of down the stretch here. We've done enough thing. We do have a little update here. It looks like Cody Ratz is putting his helmet back on and kind of walking down the sideline. Did have to get helped off. I don't want to say seriously, but anytime you need to get kind of helped off, you know, you wonder how serious it is. But I think maybe he might be able to give it a go here on the way down. As they're still stretching out the Waterloo player here. It'll be second and about four here from the 41-yard line. 4:50 left when we come back here. Is this Waterloo, they're still just kind of stretching him. It looks like he's in pain, but I think we all know it's not serious pain. It's more just, yeah, this cramp stinks right now. Let's stretch it out and let's get off the field and let's get going. But I get it. Take your time here. We do got another score update from in the conference since we're doing this. Westfield, big not winner yet, but big lead right now. Westfield 34, Watoma 0. That one is in the fourth quarter. I don't want to say it's over, but it looks like the Kangas boys over in Westfield are going to start the season 1-0 for the Pioneers. Good friends of the Pease family, so happy for them. And I don't think anybody in Adams is going to be too sad to see Wetumwa go down either. It's kind of become a rival around here as well as the Dells. I think we're going to take a quick break because this is taking a lot longer than I anticipated. So we'll come back on the other side here. You listen to Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Here's exciting news. Coldwell Banker Belva Parr in Adams is combining their expert agents and resources with Coldwell Banker Advantage in Rome and Coldwell Banker Seward in Wisconsin Rapids. The strength of this Coldwell Banker family of companies has tripled with offices in Adams, Rome, and Rapids. No other real estate company in our area can provide the same high level of service. Whether you're buying or selling, our mission is to exceed your expectations. The Coldwell Banker family of companies look forward to serving your family.
If you're considering a new or pre-owned camper or trailer, the name to know is Friendship RV. The Bolstead family, Lamont and Matt, along with their longtime friend Steve, and their whole crew are right here on 13 to answer your questions and to help in any way. Whether it's sales or service, you'll find what they're looking for with their low prices and huge selection. Friendship RV is proud to support their community and especially our Green Devils. Remember, the name to know is Friendship RV.
Your friends at Hometown Community Insurance in Adams are very proud of our dedicated young athletes. On the field and on the court, good players protect their fellow players, protect the ball, and protect their goal. At Hometown Community Insurance, protection is what they are all about. Protection for your home, vehicles, farm, and life. Stop in. Give them an opportunity to find the perfect policy for you. They might even save you some money compared to your current insurance. Best of luck to the Green Devils from everyone at Hometown Community Insurance, Main Street in Adams.
Welcome back to Green Devil Football. Here's the injured Green Devil. I think it might have been Alfonso Vega, 21, I believe is who it was, but I could be off on that. But he's
66.
Is that no? It was a smaller guy, wasn't it? I don't know. Maybe up 66. Sorry, so 66. That would be Andy Carrillo, and I know I said that wrong. So sorry. But no, they're getting him. No, there's somebody else. It's not Andy. Andy is on the other side. We'll get a number for you when we can. But the Waterloo Pirate did have to get helped off. We hope that he is okay here. Bringing us back to football. 4:50, fourth quarter, 18-14. Adams Friendship over Waterloo. Second and about four at Waterloo's own 41. Here we go. As they're going to have twins to the wide side, single receiver to the short side. They got two backs in the backfield. I know Urigi is one. I can't see who's on the right side of Bullock because he's right next to him. But they got two running backs in the backfield. Twins wide, single wide receiver, short side, snap. Straight ahead to Urigi. He's going to cut to the outside. There is space. He's down the sidelines. One guy to beat, and they're going to get him out of bounds. There is going to be a flag. Not exactly sure what it's going to be. I think it's going to be a hold, but it's going to be spot of the foul. So this is going to be a big play for Waterloo either way. Lead blocker, and Urigi just follows him, gets to the right tackle, and decides he's going to bounce it. And there's space, makes one guy miss, and he's to the sidelines. It is a foot race. Safety's able to get over there and get him out of bounds. Looked like it might have been Skelton over there. It is going to be a hold, so it'll be from the spot of the foul. So it's going to be about a 25-yard gain, not a 35-yard gain after the penalty. But I think you're going to see what Waterloo wants to do right now is it's going to cross the 50. It'll end up at Adams Friendship's 42-yard line here, first and 10 for Waterloo. But I think you're going to see a lot of Urigi right now because that seems to be their go-to guys. They're going safe formation. Twins wide side, single receiver short side, two in the backfield. Urigi in the pistol deep. Bullock calling the signals. He gets a snap. Fakes it to Urigi. He's rolling out to the wide side. Rolling. Kind of a jump pass. He ends up finding his receiver, 15. That's Caleb Wynock again. Little down and out. He's going to get enough for the first down. Picked up about 12 yards here. The Green Devils strung it out, but Bullock able to find the kind of tight end more. I'd say he's more of a tight end target and able to move the chains here. Take it down to the Green Devil 30 here. 4 minutes left, or 4:20 left, probably about 4 minutes at the next snap here as Waterloo's driving, trying to take the lead here deep in the fourth quarter. Bullock gets the call. Wynock and Urigi in the backfield. Single receiver to the short side. Twins to the wide side. Bullock brings the receiver in motion. They're going to hand it straight ahead to Urigi behind Walnock, but the Green Devils do a great job that time. Robert Irie right there, 70. Colt Quackenbush with a heck of a play right in the middle to limit the first down carry to about 4 yards. It'll bring up second and six, or a short seven from the Green Devil 27. 3:30 left here, fourth quarter. Waterloo two timeouts, Adams one timeout. Adams 4-point lead here, trying to hold on to the season opener here and get a stop. Pirates break the huddle here. They're going to go Twins to the wide side, or Twins to both sides now. Urigi to the left of Bullock in the backfield. Bullock gets the snap, drop straight back. He rolls out to his right. He's looking. He throws it up. He's got a receiver down the sidelines. Don't know if he stayed in bounds. He dropped it. Had a guy there behind Hendrickson, but in front of Skelton there, down along the sideline, he had a guy. Just not able to, I don't know, he dropped it. Don't know if he was inbounds either. I knew he was really close, but Bullock not able to make the connection down the sidelines here. It's going to bring up a third and seven from Waterloo's 20, or from that in front of 27 here, 3:03 left. Starting to get to that biggest play of the game territory every down now as the Green Devils trying to. Green Devils defense trying to find a stop here as they got Walnock and Urigi in the backfield. Twins the wide side, single receiver to the short side. Bullock gets the snap straight ahead to Urigi. The Green Devils do a good job up front, and it's going to be fourth down in about five or six as the Green Devils in this set of downs here has done their best job of bottling up Urigi, bringing up a fourth and about six here. Under 3 minutes left. You get a stop here, and it becomes harder and harder for the Waterloo Pirates, who we got a stoppage of play here, and Waterloo's going to use a timeout here. Fourth and six from the Green Devil 26, 2:37 left. We're going to take a quick break and come back. You're listening to the Green Devil Football on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Hey, this is Jacob from GMJ Automotive. GMJ Automotive knows all about putting together a winning team, just like the Green Devils and the Lady Green Devils of Adams Friendship High School. Through knowledge, hard work, sweat, and perseverance, they do their very best on the field and on the court. At GMJ Automotive, Melissa, Randy, Dustin, and Linda do our best at getting your vehicle to run the way it should. From a simple oil change to major engine and transmission repair, we'll get you back on the road fast and at a fair price. Go Green Devils from GMJ Automotive.
Hi, this is Terry Jackson with Royal Bank. Does your game plan include crossing the finish line on business improvements or scoring a new property? Call or stop by one of our convenient locations in Southwest Wisconsin, and we can help make your next big play a reality. With Royal Bank, you'll get answers in record time with our local decision making and our gold medal service you'll receive along the way. Win this year with Royal Bank, your truly local partner, your community partner, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back. Bullock takes a snap. He's dropping back. They're setting up a screen. He's not going to get there. The Green Devils. Oh, no. Oh, I wasn't watching. Oh, no. So they set up a screen. Young Weavy, our boy, one of our favorites on defense, reads screen, makes a great play, but I think they're going to get Cody back for roughing the passer. That is soft. That is tough. That is not going to be a fan favorite call around here, as the Green Devils did everything they could to get off the field. That's going to be an automatic first down, though, for Waterloo. A learning experience for the sophomore back is... it's just a tough one. I don't love the call. This isn't 1994, though. It's 2024, and things have changed a little bit in football. So it'll be first down for Waterloo, as that personal foul will take the Pirates inside the 20-yard line. Looks like down to about the 13-ish yard line. And that's just frustrating because that had no effect on the play, and I just think it's a bad call. You got Twins to each side. Urigi in the backfield. Bullock brings a guy in motion. They're going to go back to that counter. Nothing home. Nothing home. Cody Beck says, I'll make up for that as he beats his block and is the big guy in the middle there. Second and 11 now for Waterloo. 2:15 left, fourth quarter. One timeout apiece. Coming down to about these three or four plays to really decide a ball game here on opening night. Pirates break the huddle. They're going to have Twins to each side. Urigi to the left of Bullock again. Bullock calls the signals, gets the snap, drops straight back, looking left, looking left, looking left. Scrambles right. Kind of got a guy. Got me. Did he drop it? Oh, no. Oh, no. The Green Devils. Great pressure. And the pass that could have been, it might have been a pick six. Hendrickson out in the flat as Bullock gets hit when he throws it. It's dropped. It's going to bring up third and 11 here. Decora. Sorry, Hendrickson. Caleb Decora out there. Chance to maybe ice it. And now it's going to be third and 11 from the 15, a buck 45. Two downs here for the Green Devils, and you can almost take knees if you get them. Pirates break the huddle here. Twins to each side. Urigi again to the left of Bullock. He's going to bring the slot in motion. They're going jet sweep again. He's got a little space. He's going to be short. How much short? They go jet sweep off the left. He picks up about five. It was 13. Ryan Yonke off the left side picks up about five, so it goes from third and 11 to fourth and about five or six, depending on how you want to look at it. Minute 15 left. This is probably the play of the game right here. Maybe you get a first down, and we'll talk about that, but I think they're getting a touchdown or it's a stop here as the Pirates break the huddle. They're going Twins again both ways. This time, Urigi will be on the right of Bullock, not the left. Bullock calling out the signals, but we're going to get a timeout. The Green Devils are going to use their last timeout here. 58 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We'll just keep it right here. Kind of give you a reset if you're joining in. 18-14, Green Devils hold a four-point lead here. 58 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It is a fourth and six from the Green Devil 8-yard line. They can get a first down if they get inside the two. Waterloo has one timeout. Nick Stormann and the Green Devils are out of timeouts. We've gotten to the point now where even with Waterloo's one timeout, you know, you get a stop here, you're taking three knees, and I'm going to go down to the field and have an interview with Coach Stormann, and I guarantee he is going to be out of his mind with how the way his young Green Devils have played tonight. But there's 6 yards here and 58 seconds between me and that. So let's hope. Coach Grancy, what do you do here? You gotta just bring heat, I think. I'd rather lose being aggressive, I think. You've gotten pressure on Bullock all night. Maybe try to rush him. Maybe get somebody home, a free runner. They're coming out of the timeout. They're going to have Wynock and Urigi in the backfield. Urigi in the pistol. Wynock to the right. Twins wide side, single receiver, short side. And they're going to get a false start. They're going to get a false start out of a timeout. They try to go hard count. 13, that's Yonke, the junior, moves forward. That's going to move the Indians back, or the Pirates back 5 yards here. And it's going to go from fourth and five or six to fourth and 10 and about 11, giving the Green Devils a little extra insurance here to try to get this stop. Is boy, I can't believe that out of a timeout. That has got to drive you crazy. And same formation, Wynock, Urigi in the backfield, Urigi in the pistol, two wide side, single receiver, short side. Bullock gets the snap, fakes, rolls wide side, got somebody in the flat, he's open, make a tackle, it's over. And they do, the Green Devils come up and make a tackle. Two, Cody Hendrickson comes up, makes the tackle on the running back in the flat. That's going to secure a 1-0 start to the Green Devils season. Take a couple snaps, take a couple knees, and the Green Devils' winning ways on the football field continues as the Green Devils come back in the second half, scrap and find a way. They scored the last 18 points. They got down 14-0. Were able to get six in the first half. And then two unanswered touchdowns here in the second half. And now that fourth down stop in the red zone should put this away. Get two snaps. Take two knees. Let me go talk to Coach Storman. It's a great night to be an Adams Friendship Green Devil. As Hendrickson goes under center. The snap is good. He steps back. Takes the first knee. And we're going to get a flag here. It looks like somebody said something. This is the one time when just stand there. Don't do anything silly because that clock.
Illegal procedure.
Okay. We'll live for that. But it's just nothing silly because penalties, you're not always sure with that clock. Sometimes it can stop. Sometimes it can't. So we're not sure what's going to happen. We'll see here. So it's going to be it's got to be half the distance here, right? 7 yards. So you're going to go back to about the 3.5. Now, you know what the problem becomes now?
No, you can't
go back as far now because now you're inside the 5-yard line. Now it almost goes into like tush-push territory, but you just got to make sure you don't fumble the ball. Yeah, and Waterloo knows it's over. Like they are. This is kind of self-inflicted here because Waterloo was just standing there. Not really content to know, hey, we didn't get a first down or score. This one's kind of over. And what are we doing here? Like, it looks like they're trying to get something from the sidelines. I don't know if they're waiting on the rat. Like,
oh, they had to reset the clock.
Oh, okay, so reset the clock here. Hendrickson now under center in the victory formation. Waterloo looks like they're coming this time. Oh, man. They just got lit up in the middle. And this is the stuff that can't happen. As a ref, you got to be talking. That's a penalty. That's a personal foul. That linebacker just came in and drilled that guy. And now Waterloo's going to take a timeout. We're going to take one with him here. I don't even know if there was a play. We'll figure all that out when it comes back because these refs don't have it figured out. You're listening to Green Devil Football on Wisconsin 106 Radio Sports.
Looking for good food? You got to know about Connell's Cedar Shack. They have awesome homemade food. From Friday fish to Saturday prime rib to something special every day. Oh, and the pizza. Looking for good fun? It's the Cedar Shack. Wonderful drinks, cold beer, and crazy good Bloody Marys. And plan your event now. Connell's has all the room you could ever need. Great food, and the price is always nice. Connell's Cedar Shack, Highway 13, Adam.
Gunderson Mountain View's Friendship Clinic welcomes family and nurse practitioner Scott Helmick. Scott cares for patients of all ages.
Hi, this is Scott. I see patients for well child exams, sports and general physicals, preventative screenings, illness and injuries, minor procedures, and management of chronic conditions such as heart disease. My goal is to provide you the care you want and need and to help you understand your healthcare options.
Schedule an appointment with Scott by calling Gunderson Mountain View's Friendship Clinic today.
Welcome back, Green Devil. And I don't know what Waterloo is doing. They're taking a knee. It's one of those things where it's pretty standard that you're just going to let them take a knee. And Waterloo is deciding they're just going to fire here up front. As Hendrickson took a knee, Green Devils are going to need to take one more knee. But then this one's going to be over. The Green Devils are going to move to 1-0. Waterloo will fall to 0-1. So it's going to be 3rd and 15 from the 1, 10 seconds left. As long as the Green Devils don't fumble here, they should be good. They're breaking the huddle. They're going to take a delay of game here. They're going to call a delay of game with 1 second left. And Coach Storman seems to be pretty adamant that there shouldn't have been a delay of game. So I'm not quite sure how this will all shake out. They're still talking here, trying to get this figured out. But here's the thing. A safety doesn't do anything for you because you're down four.
Yeah,
so, you know, unless, yeah, exactly. You're getting a safety here. It doesn't matter. Not quite sure what Waterloo's doing. The refs are just kind of. And they're going to wind the clock now. So now the clock winds. And that should be. The game is the Green Devils are going to win 18-14. Not quite sure. Sorry about the end there, folks, but when they're not sure what they're doing with the refs, I don't know what to say. All I know is the Green Devils are going to move to 1-0. I'm going to send you to a commercial so I can get stuff packed up and I can get to the field and hit up an interview with Coach Storman. So I'll see you on the other side here in a couple seconds. Green Devils 18, Waterloo 14. You've been listening to Green Devil Football in Wisconsin, 106 Radio Sports.
Funerals have changed throughout the years, and Roseberry's Funeral Home and Crematory has been among the leaders of these changes. And while Jake and Tammy Roseberry realize that no one can take away your grief, they care enough to try. The Roseberry family is proud to support AF Sports, along with numerous other educational, civic, charitable, and social service groups. And as Jake Roseberry says about his alma mater, go Big Green! Silver Maples Home Improvement is a family-owned and operated business proudly serving central Wisconsin since 1987. All our work is 100% guaranteed, and we're not done until you're completely satisfied. Roofing, siding, windows, all types of remodeling. If you're looking for an idea, we've got it. If you have a vision, we love it. And if you have a budget, we respect it. 608-721-4400, Silver Maples Home Improvement. Kurt and the gang at Silver Maples say, go Green Devils!
The amazing new Two Brothers Family Restaurant would like to thank the community for the tremendous support they have already received since the day they opened their doors. Two Brothers, located on 21 just off 13 in Friendship, has been well known for their generous portions and reasonable prices. Their dinners are a favorite. Try the stir fry, along with wonderful salads and wraps. And do not forget their all-day breakfast. There is something delicious for everyone at Two Brothers Family Restaurant, Highway 21, Friendship.
How can we help? That's been the driving question at Dennis Electric since they began serving this area over 50 years ago. Dennis Electric has a genuine passion for serving Adams County. After all, they live here too. Look to Dennis Electric, whether your job is small or large, residential, commercial, or industrial. Safe, reliable, and economical, you can trust Dennis Electric. Find them on the internet at DennisElectric2.com or call anytime, and they're going to ask you, how can we help?
Mile Bluff Medical Center provides care for all generations. From birth to adolescence and on through adulthood, we are here for you and your family. With clinics in Mauston, Wisconsin Dells, Nisida, New Lisbon, and Elroy, we offer advanced medical services, expert healthcare providers, and cutting-edge technology, so you can find the care you need locally. For more information about our services and the exceptional care you can expect, visit MileBluff.com. Mile Bluff Medical Center, proudly supporting our local high school athletes.
There is no bigger supporter of Green Devil Sports than the team at Bucky's Pizza. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Order your fresh, made-from-scratch pizza, Sammy, wraps, pasta, salad, and more at eatbuckys.com. Or call them today, 608-339-8888. Located in downtown Adams, Bucky's is proud to support all things Green Devil.
Rural Mutual Insurance is celebrating 80 years of service to Wisconsin families, businesses, and farms. As one of the top 50 property and casualty insurance companies in the country, Rural Mutual provides a full line of insurance products: farm, business, home, auto, health, and life insurance. When bad things happen, the good people at Rural Mutual have got you covered. Experienced, honest, and trustworthy. That is career agent James Wanger, Rural Mutual Insurance, 700 Main Street, Adams.
Roxy and the entire staff at Roxy's Country Skillet are proud to support everyone involved with Adams Friendship Sports. Look to Roxy's Country Skillet for the absolute finest in home-cooked meals. Roxy's is open every day of the week, 6 a.m. till 2. Stop by for breakfast or visit soon for lunch. Heck, why not come in for both? Roxy's features fresh-made pies and other scrumptious baked goods. For delicious food, made the way it ought to be, it's Roxy's Country Skillet.
Welcome back. Ben here with Coach Storman after the season opening 18-14 win. I know we talked a couple of times in an interview and even off camera. We kind of thought the team that didn't make mistakes and the team that could kind of execute was going to win. And I think when you looked at that, that's kind of the way it played out. I think you guys found a heck of an offensive identity. I think Hendrickson in his first game as a quarterback played incredible. I think you found a nice balance there with hitting a couple passes in the second half. You know, I think you can see it seems to be a little more ground folks. I think
it had to be nice to see the offense come out. And you talked about first down. You won first down all night. You were in second, four, five, and six, and they were not. And I think that as the game started to wind on, that became a big deal. You were on schedule a lot with your offense. I think for a new quarterback and a lot of new guys, that has to be a great feeling.
And it, absolutely. I think I got to give some real credit to our defense in that second half. Didn't allow a point in that second half. Had them at 14 at the half and 14 to end the game. We tried to control the ball with the run quite a bit, and we had three possessions only in the second half because we were grinding it out, getting 4 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards. Those chunk plays on a scoring drive. We had two fourth down conversions, a lot of hard, gritty running, a lot of hard, gritty play from our O-line on the inside. This was a hard-fought battle, and it was. We played pretty consistent, like a couple plays in the first half that cost us. And a couple plays right down the stretch defensively that cost us because we're young and we'll learn from. We'll watch some tape. I'm super proud. I asked these guys to find an identity of who they were as a team because that's always kind of what you're looking for coming into a season. And it's a gritty, hard-fighting team. They didn't fight right down to the end. There was plays when they could have gave up on the roughing the passer call, the dropped interception late, but they still held them. And did it right to the very, very end. I'm super proud of these
guys. Well, and I know we talked about winning culture. And tonight, to me, seems like this is that win because you're down at halftime, and I don't care what anybody says, one score or three, it's hard to come back and win games. When you're down at halftime in any sport, that's not easy. But you have these seniors that kind of go, hey, we're down eight. You know, that's kind of what we were saying at halftime is, boy, we're only down eight. It kind of feels like it's a slower start, but we're moving the ball. So, I mean, how does that feel when you're going into halftime not ahead to come out 1-0? I think as a coach, that's got to be like, we got some guys here that aren't going to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I mean, that grittiness, that toughness to keep fighting down the stretch and force some fumbles and force some stops that they really came up with. And I can't say how proud I am of these guys tonight.
All right, and I'm going to let Coach Sorman go celebrate this first win of the year. Remember, if you are driving safely, please be careful. The life you save may be that of Zach, Leah, Hayden, or maybe even Harper Price. Thank you.
Adams Friendship Green Devil High School Sports, sponsored by these fine Wisconsin 106 Sportscaster Club members.
GMJ Automotive, Pavlik Realty, Dennis Electric, Bucky's Pizza, Allied Cooperative in Adams, J&B New and Used Resale, American Family Insurance, Jared Cook Agency, Roseberry's Funeral Home, One Community Bank in Adams, Grand Marsh, and Oxford, Twin Creeks Nursery and Greenhouse, Hometown Community Insurance, Connell Cedar Shack, Gunderson Moundview Hospital and Clinics, Ace of Adams, AF Motors, Two Brothers Restaurant, Moundview Golf Course, Rural Mutual Insurance, Jim Weyinger Agency, Coldwell Banker, Belvapar Realty, Friendship RV, Roxy's Country Skillet, Silver Maples Home Improvement, Mile Bluff Medical Center, and Royal Bank. Get ready for Adams Friendship Green Devil Sports on Wisconsin 106.